think I put your favorite color crayon? Mine's cotton candy.
Mine's eggplant. What's that? A wiener joke in the first 10 seconds? Oh, Cody, you naughty dog.
Ooh, look at this one. Piggy pink. I didn't know your mom's skin color was a crayon, Cody.
Shut up, Junior. My mom's not a piggy, Junior.
Hey, Joseph, what's your favorite crayon color?
Cotton candy's the best.
Oh, bro, can I borrow that, please?
Sure.
Aw, oh, thanks, bro. Ha ha
ha!
What are you gonna do about it, punk rock?
Yeah!
I also like being loud.
Cody's mom's a piggy! Cody's mom's a piggy!
That's exactly what you're saying. Everyone, shut up, you stupid brats! Because of you, I'm stuck in this hellhole all summer long. So today, I'm gonna make you suffer. So get out a piece of paper, and I want you to write, I ruined Mrs. Fitzpatrick's summer. I'm sorry for being so dumb 10,000 times. When that hand starts to hurt, switch to the other hand. When that hand starts to hurt, switch again. When both hands are hurting, use your mouth to write. And if you complain once, you are starting all over. I'll be over here scrolling on Instagram and wishing I was someone else.
What, Cody?
Damn, Junior. Who pissed in her frosted flakes?
Cody, 1,000 more times!
Oh, damn a fuck. Get my ass, Junior. What? Who whacked off in her Cocoa Puffs?
That's it! Cody, Junior, Joseph, Mikey, 1,000 more times for all of you!
Ooh, she wrecked our asses.
All right, Cody, stop.
Yeah, bro, chill out. You're gonna get us in more trouble.
Hey, Junior.
No, stop.
Joseph.
Dude, chill.
Mikey. No. I'm going to say it anyway. Who took a shit in her Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Call it banished! Get your ass up here! You're getting the paddle!
Oh, no. Not the paddle. Wink, wink. Oh, no. Please don't spank me with a paddle. And whatever you do, please don't call me a dirty little boy. And please don't pull my hair. Come on, Teach. Spank them cheeks.
Cody!
Yes'm? Ow! What the fuck? That wasn't hot at all. It just hurt.
Don't talk back to me!
Oh, shit. Okay, I won't.
Does anybody else want some of this?
Damn, guys. I think she should be fired. That was messed up. I mean, a regular spanking would be cool, but she hit me in the face.
Don't worry, Cody. My dad's done worse to her with his fist.
They're not going to fire her for hitting you, Cody. Principal Steinbeck likes violence.
Yeah, you're right. We should try to make her quit.
She wants to quit. She doesn't have enough money to quit.
Ooh, well, I do have this prank lottery ticket that makes it look like you've won the lottery when you scratch it off. Maybe if I give it to her and she thinks she won the lottery, she'll decide to quit.
That would be so funny if you did that.
Yeah, dude, that's a smart idea.
Okay, I'll go tell her I'm sorry. Miss Fitzpatrick.
What do you want, Cody? You want another one?
No, I just wanted to apologize for making you angry. See, my parents buy all these scratch-offs and I steal them, so I just wanted to give you one to make it up to you.
Oh, well, I do have a gambling addiction. Oh, I love scratch-offs. Thank you, Cody.
Well, I hope you win big. I have a feeling you might.
Thank you, Cody. Go sit down and finish your assignment.
Okay, but if you win, make sure you give me a big old yippee-ki-yay.
Go sit down, Cody!
Okay.
Where's a quarter? Oh, my God. Oh, my God!
Class! I just won $1 million a week for the rest of my life!
Bad. She's so happy, and when she finds out it's fake, she's gonna be depressed.
It's okay, Cody. Everyone needs a little bit of happiness in their life, even if it's fake.
I hope she doesn't say anything mean to my dad. He'll beat her.
Do we have to stay in school now that we don't have a teacher?
No, I think we can go home.
Oh, I'm angry.
Oh, guys, I am not in a good mood. No, sir. No, sir, Eva. Because your old teacher, Mrs. Fitzpatrick. Oh, what's the worst to describe her? I don't want to be too rude. I'm in front of children. She's a loyal bitch for wanting to quit because she won the lottery. Can you believe it, guys? The money controls her. That's sad. And she said some very, very mean things, a little bit on the racial side. But I'm not going to judge her. Don't know how she was raised. But you guys, you thought that summer school was going to be over because you didn't have a teacher, huh? Stupid! Because I found a teacher just walking around outside. How convenient, right? Perfect timing. Yeah, his name is Mr. Blinkle. Come on in, Mr. Blinkle. Introduce yourself.
Hey there, beautiful kids.
Yeah, he enjoys you guys. Can you believe it? He begged for the job. Cried for it. Weird. Weird as hell. Like, I never knew somebody who actually begged for a job like this ever. But, anyway, you got the job, Mr. Blinkle. Teach these little brats. Please let them learn something. God damn it.
Ooh, with pleasure.
So see you brats later. Oh, yeah. Let me know if you need any help, Mr. Blinkle.
Thanks, Principal Steinbeck. I think I can take it from here. Hey there, kids. I'm your old pal, Mr. Blinkle. And I'm so excited to be your new summer school teacher. Who needs to be outside running through the sprinklers and getting all wet and shiny when you could be in here with me? Learning. Now, how about we all go around the class and tell me your ages? I mean, names, but also your ages and your addresses and when your parents go to work and come home. Actually, how about you all just write it down and put it on my desk, and then I can drive all of you home.
Okay, this assignment's a lot easier.
Yeah, this is super easy.
Guys, does Mr. Blinkle look kind of familiar to you?
Cody, I think I would remember someone wearing a fake mustache and glasses and nose.
Yeah, he's just weird, yeah.
Oh, what's this? A spanking paddle? Your old teacher knew what she was doing. I thought I was going to have to stop by the store and pick one of these up. Ooh, yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. Cody, you mind looking up for me?
What?
Thanks, got it. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Guys, Mr. Blinkle just took a picture of me.
Well, maybe it's for yearbooks.
But, Junior, there are no yearbooks in summer school.
Well, maybe he's trying to put names to faces and that helps him remember.
Maybe.
I just finished the assignment, so I'm done for the day. All right, Mr. Blinkle, I'm done with my assignment. You don't have to drive me home. I can just walk.
No. You need to stay.
Well, you told me after I was done I could go home.
But we have a big group assignment coming up at the end of class. It's a group hug, a big old group hug.
Can I skip that?
No, it's mandatory. It's a mandatory hug.
Oh, okay.
Wait, Junior? It says here your dad's a stay-at-home dad?
Yeah, he doesn't have a job.
Oh, that sucks. That is very disappointing. Okay, that's fine. I'm not really that into redheads anyway.
Oh, no, my mom's dead, I think.
Oh, okay. Everybody hurry up with those papers!
Guys, the new teacher's kinda nice. He wants us all to hug after class.
He's still kinda weird.
He's got a big nose!
Dude, don't make fun of the Jewish like that.
I think you just did.
I need to go ask the teacher a question. I like to announce when I'm getting up from my desk.
Hurry up, kids. When you're done, we can go to the gym and hit the showers.
Hey, Mr. Blinkle, can I talk to you in private?
Yes. Yes, you can. Where do you want to talk? In the closet? Or maybe out in the hallway or in the bathroom? Or maybe we can talk out in my car? Or at my house? Yeah, we should talk at my house, because the walls are completely soundproof, so no one will be able to hear us, not even the neighbors. It'll be extra private.
No, right here's fine. I just didn't want to be really loud and you're kind of yelling.
Oh, well, what did you want to talk about?
Well, this famous streamer I follow has been sending me really inappropriate stuff, like pictures of himself, and he's been really weird, so I just thought I should talk to an adult about it.
Ew! Get out of my face! I don't want somebody else's sloppy seconds! That's disgusting!
Okay.
Ugh, I gotta start being a streamer. They just have it too easy. I miss the good old days when all you had was a van full of candy and a dream.
Did you ask the teacher your question?
He didn't seem interested in my problem.
Hey guys, should I throw a paper ball at the teacher?
That'd be fucking hilarious, Junior. A real hoot. You want me to throw it?
What?
I can drop fucking bombs, Junior. I can make it rain on that hoe. I'm like Tom Brady Jr. You know that thing.
Yeah. So damn naughty. You deserve this.
Aw, Cody, you missed!
Well, I guess I'm not Tom Brady. I guess I'm some other quarterback that's bad at throwing. I don't know. I don't know sports.
I'm gonna make another paper ball.
Matt Schwab?
What?
Is that one Matt Schwab?
I guess I've heard of that.
Well, I guess I'm Matt Schwab.
All right, I'm gonna hit him right in the head. I hit the
Are camp. You Matt Schwab?
Dude, just give me the ball. I'll throw it like Michael Vick.
You're gonna kill a bunch of dogs?
Yeah, I'm gonna get the job done, though.
Ugh. Here's my paper. Oh my god, your mustache was fake?
Oh, it's Mr. Winkle!
What a pervert!
That's right, it's me. No, nobody try to follow me, or I'm going to stab her with this pencil and she'll get lead poisoning. Well, they actually make it with graphite now, but still, it'll hurt really bad. Come on. You know, it would be really cool if you told the principal I quit and that I didn't kidnap a student.
Somebody help
me! Oh, that was a close one.
Yeah, dude, he almost got our ass.
I mean, he did take a student.
Who's Mr. Winkle?
Dude, you don't want to know.
But I do, though.
You know EDP-445?
Yeah.
He's like the white, skinny version of him.
Yeah, the white twin, dude.
Oh.
I'm even more mad! You can tell by my tone. No! Why does it happen to me? Principal Steinbeck! Oh, I'm another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Oh, look, class, your teacher quit. Another one. I guess it is your lucky day, since I can't find a second teacher just wandering around outside. It was nothing but homeless people. I tried. But look, I will have a teacher for you tomorrow. Yes, he will be meaner and more angrier and eviler than me. I love it already. But if I can't, I have to teach the class by myself. I will. I promise you I will. And you won't like it because I bite. I'm not nice. So, I guess classes. Dismiss! Get out of my face! I don't want to see you guys anymore!
Yay! We get to go home early!
Hey, Joseph! I'm never gonna forgive you for breaking my cotton candy crab!
And what the hell are you gonna do about it, fuck boy? Not a damn thing but cry to your mama, huh? Huh? That's what I thought.
My mom's dead!
Hey guys, it's Logan. Thank you guys so much for helping us reach our goal of selling 2,000 Jeffy Pianos. The Jeffy Piano will only be available until July 31st. So if you still want one, go on SMLmerch.com right now and pre-order yours now. Thank you so much for being amazing fans. We love you guys, and I can't wait to make more videos for you.
Oh, summer school's gonna suck.
God, it's so depressing in here. There's nothing on the walls.
Yeah, reminds me of my room at home.
Hey, Mikey, can I sit right there so I can be near my friends?
No! I say it first! Go find your own seat!
Come on, Mikey, we don't even like you.
Well, that's too bad!
Sorry, Freddy.
It's okay.
Wait, why don't we just move seats?
There's no other seats.
Is it okay if I sit here with you guys?
Sure.
Oh, man, Annabelle. Summer school's gonna suck, but at least I'm here with you.
Did we really have to sit with the nerds?
Yeah, unfortunately. But if any of them talk to you, I'm gonna punch them in the face. You got that, nerds? If you talk to my girlfriend, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
I'm scared.
You should be.
Finally, my favorite time of the year, summer school. Oh, I love that sound. Oh, it's music to my ears. It's like ASMR. Oh, you know why you idiots are in this class during summer school? Because you're dumb. Dumb as hell. And your parents don't love you. Neither do I. And you know why this class looks like a prison? Because you're a prisoner in it. Welcome to my hellhole. And if you try to escape, you're going to end up like my little buddy here, Jason. Oh, he was such a sweet kid. Oh, poor Jason. Oh, he came to summer school every year. Every year. And then he finally decided to hang himself. Because it was better than being here. So, we got plenty of work for you guys to do. Many books for you to read, so enjoy yourself in my hellhole. I will be enjoying myself at the beach.
Toodles. Principal Steinbeck, I actually wanted to talk to you before I started teaching.
What is it?
Well, you see, are you sure there's no one else that can teach summer school? I mean, someone other than me. There's a lot of things I wanted to do this summer.
But these stupid kids failed because of you. So your punishment is to teach in this class for all of summer school.
But they're not even all my students. See?
Oh, I wasn't looking at the students. I was looking to see if I had a fuck to give. And I don't! So get a teaching or you're fired!
All right, class. Welcome to summer school. Now, class, I don't want to be here any more than you do. But it's all your fault! If you were just smart enough to pass your own grade, you wouldn't be here right now. And I would be on a beach slipping pina coladas with Enrique!
You're cheating on my dad?
Mikey, I was never in a relationship with your father. I was in a tight spot and I needed money.
My father! He paid money to get into your tight spot!
Mikey, hush! All right, class. Today is Friday. We started summer school on a Friday to ruin my weekend. But also, class, today is June 14th, which is also Flag Day.
Flag Day?
Yeah, Flag Day.
Oh, I thought she said something else. I was like, they have the whole month already.
And since it's Flag Day, I thought it'd be a fun assignment for you all to design your own flag. Like, pretend the American flag never existed and that you're Betsy Ross designing a flag for America. Now, keep in mind, students, there's 50 stars on our flag to represent the 50 states. And there's
there's 13 stripes on our flag to represent the 13 original colonies. Keep that in mind.
Oh, man, guys. It's going to be so much fun. What's your flag going to look like, Joseph?
Oh, dude, I know how to fix America. All they got to do is put me in charge.
Well, I got big plans for mine. Big plans.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My noodle is rattling.
Well, don't copy off me, guys, because my flag is going to be crazy.
Nobody's going to copy off you, Mikey.
Oh, I know which one I want to do. It's going to be insane. So, Cody, who's Betsy Ross?
She made the American flag.
She's made every single American flag?
No, she just made the first one.
Oh, so doesn't she make, like, cooking pots?
No, that's Betty Crocker, not Betsy Ross.
Oh, so she had, like, a cooking show?
No, that's Rachel Ray. It's not even close.
So then who had the talk show?
That's Oprah Winfrey.
So what did Betsy Ross do?
She made the first American flag.
Then why can't Aunt Jemima make syrup anymore?
That's what I'm saying, dude. Nobody's talking about that. Show my girl some respect. Put on a 50-cent piece or something.
What time is it? Oh, time's up, class! Class, I'm gonna call you up one by one to present your flags in front of the rest of the class.
Oh, Mommy, can I show mine first?
Yes, Patrick, come up first.
Yay! Okay, Mommy, I made this super cool Spider-Man flag.
Oh, dear God, Patrick, why did you choose the red background and the white circle? I mean, where's blue for Spider-Man?
You said time was up. I didn't have time for blue.
Well, honey, I think your flag might hurt some people's feelings.
Who, the Green Goblin?
Yes, it might hurt his feelings, so we should throw your flag away.
But it's Spider-Man.
I know, but you should go sit down and throw your flag away.
Do I pass?
Yes, you get an A for effort.
Yay, Spider-Man!
Bully, why don't you come up next?
All right, Teach. I wanted to make a flag that strikes fear into the hearts of nerds.
Oh, well, what does this represent?
It represents me taking your lunch money. See, that's my fist, and that right there is your lunch money, and that's me taking it.
Well, that's not very nice, Bully.
I don't give a shit. I want to live in a country where people give me their lunch money. And I currently do.
Okay, why don't you go sit down?
Okay, but first, give me your lunch money.
What?
Give me your lunch money!
Oh, okay, just leave me alone. Go sit down. Oh, who's next?
I'll go next.
Oh, Freddy, now that's very interesting. Why don't you tell us about your flag?
So I put a poop on my flag because that's what I do in my pants, and the yellow represents pee. Because that's what I also do in my pants.
Freddy, that's disgusting. Oh, I'm so sorry, Freddy. I didn't mean that. I mean, maybe we should work on potty training this year.
Okay,
why don't you go sit down? And, Annabelle, why don't you come up next? All right, Annabelle, let's see what... Oh, dear God, what is going on here? I love my boyfriend? Oh, okay, well, what does this have to do with America? My boyfriend lives in America, and I love him. Oh, okay, Annabelle, why don't you just go sit down? Cody, why don't you come up next? Oh, wow, Cody, now that's a nice flag. Good job.
Thank you. I think it speaks for itself.
It certainly does. There's so many colors. What, you couldn't decide which one was your favorite?
What do you mean?
Well, it's just so colorful. You have so many different colors.
Well, yeah, you know what month it is, right?
Yes, it's June.
Yeah, and what's special about June?
Oh, I get it, Cody. It's summer. These are all the colors you see in summer. And sometimes you see rainbows in summer, too.
Yeah, a lot of rainbows. More than normal, actually.
Well, this is just great, Cody. Good job.
Yeah, it's the pride flag.
Oh, you are so proud of your flag. I love that, Cody.
No, I mean, it's the LGBTQ flag.
Cody, that is not how you say the alphabet. Go sit down. This is why you're in summer school.
God damn it, I hate it here.
Mikey, get up here and we'll get you over with.
Yeah. Mine's the best!
Oh, dear God, what is going on here?
I drew a picture of me crying because my dad won't stop drinking.
Mikey, you were supposed to draw a flag.
But this is a flag!
You were supposed to draw a flag that represents America.
Well, I live in America, and my dad won't stop drinking, and there's a lot of people in America who had the same problem.
Well, I guess you're right, Mikey. Good job. Go sit down.
Yay!
Junior, come up here next.
Oh, man, she's gonna love mine.
Oh, wow, Junior, look at that flag. Why don't you tell us about it?
Okay, so I drew a dinosaur holding a cheeseburger on a McDonald's rocket flying through space.
That's truly amazing, Junior. Now, can you tell us why that represents America to you?
Well, I'm pretty sure 100 million years ago, dinosaurs lived in America.
Well, Junior, 100 million years ago, America didn't exist.
But the land that makes America existed, and I'm pretty sure a few dinosaurs stepped on this land.
Okay, I see your point. Continue.
And America invented McDonald's, and we also have rockets, and we have cheeseburgers, and we also have been to space.
Well, Junior, I think you have the best flag so far. Good job. Go sit down.
Yeah, suck that, Betsy Ross, and your cooking show.
Joseph, why don't you come up here next?
I'm going to show you how America really is supposed to look.
Oh, wow, Joseph. Now that's an interesting flag.
Yeah, this is how the American flag is supposed to look.
Oh, well, why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, see, the American flag was a little too white for me. It was 50 white stars, 6 white stripes. We had to throw a little color on that bit. Yeah, add some black to that hole. Now it looks good. You know how black is superior. We make the best food, the best music, and we have the best athletes.
Oh, yeah, that's very true, Joseph. You make some excellent points.
Yeah.
Good job. Why don't you go sit down? All right, I think that's everybody. Oh my. That's an empty desk. Oh, do we have a missing student? Oh, I better call Principal Steinbeck.
I wonder who the missing student's supposed to be.
Principal Steinbeck? Yes, I noticed there was an empty desk, and I was wondering if someone was skipping summer school.
Flag on the fucking plane! Is someone skipping summer school? Who's skipping our class? Did you say someone's skipping my class?
No one skips my class.
Well, there's an empty desk in the corner.
Empty desk? Who is that?
Oh, no, let me check the roll. I'm Jeffy. The student's name is Jeffy.
Jeffy!
Oh, Mervin, I'm so excited to go to Hawaii for summer vacation and learn how to surf.
Yeah, I can't wait to get sunburn on my bald head.
Oh, coconut tits.
Jeffy, don't say stuff like that.
Well, that's what they do. They put coconuts on their tits. I don't know why they do that. Oh, almond joy dick, covered in chocolate with coconut in the center and shit.
Jimmy, stop saying stuff like that. I don't understand how you passed school by being that dumb.
What did they? Take a look at my report card again. All A's.
Yeah, I see the all A's. We understand. You're really smart. Let's just go to the airport.
Jimmy, where are you?
What was that noise?
Sounds like someone broke in.
Jimmy!
Wait, Jeffy, isn't that your principal from school?
Yeah, he probably came by and said that I did a good job getting all A's on my report card.
Your son is skipping summer school. No one skips my summer school!
Wait. Jeffy doesn't need to go to summer school. Look, he got all A's on his report card.
Wait, let me see this. You really can't see this? He changed his F into an A with a crayon!
Wait, he didn't do that. Wait a minute. Oh, you goober! You goofball! You pulled a fast one on me!
Guilty as charged on the fast one.
Oh!
What about our vacation?
We can't go because look at this! This is goober!
Well, first of all, I say we still go on vacation because I'm 19 and fuck that noise.
No, it's against the law. You can't skip my summer school class.
Well, the law can suck the all-encompassing area betwixt my ballsack and my asshole.
You're going to summer school! Come on!
Oh, my God!
Get in there! I don't think you guys heard me the first time. No one gets to skip my summer school class. The next one that tries, I guarantee you, I will hunt you down like a tiger and kill you with my own paws. You got that? Perfect. Thank you. Get back to class.
All right, class. Well, that does it for our first day of summer school. And you heard the principal. None of us get to skip summer school. Not you and not even me. So I guess I'll see you Monday and the day after that and the day after that and all summer long.
Wow, guys, the first day of summer school wasn't bad. We got the color all day.
Yeah, pretty chill, dude.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
You little bitch! Don't take his ass! Yeah, this is our
blood,
bitch!
Yeah,
yeah.
Hey, Jeffy. Okay, it's okay. It's okay. We can be a canine unit. Just get in the car.
What happened to your legs?
What do you mean? I've never had legs.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask that.
Yeah.
Jeffy, get in the f***ing car.
I was sniffing your butt for drugs, Dad. Gee.
This mac and cheese looks good, but I want to make it a little spicy. Good thing I went online and ordered some Colombian paprika. Ooh, come in with your delicious looking ass. I know this gonna be good. Pop that off and get the pouring. I didn't know paprika was this green though. Woohoo! It's gonna be delicious! Oh man, that looks so delicious. Who could cook better than Pee-Pee? Nobody can. Oh, Junior, you stupid brat friends, your mac and cheese is ready.
Oh man, guys, I can't wait to eat mac and cheese. What is this?
Green mac and cheese?
I think it's green beans.
I don't like my green beans better.
That's a bad Jeffy impression, Joseph.
I know.
Chef Pee-Pee, you said you made us mac and cheese, not green beans.
It's not green beans, stupid. It's mac and cheese with Colombian paprika in it.
Paprika isn't green.
Green mac and cheese? That's so cool.
Yeah, dude, who cares? Maybe it's good for you.
Yeah, maybe since it's green like a vegetable, it'll actually be good for us. Let's eat it, guys. I don't feel good.
That was some pretty shit mac and cheese, Junior.
Yeah, I don't think Chef Pee-Pee should use paprika next time.
I don't think that was paprika.
Oh, dude, I got the bubble guts. Oh, my stomach. I gotta poop.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, no, me three.
I'm gonna go lay down on the couch.
Me too.
Guys! Guys! Come back! I can't move!
What's wrong, Joseph?
Dude, I can't move my arms or my legs! Oh, am I paralyzed? Oh, dude, I'm paralyzed!
Hold on, I'll just drag you. Whoa, Joseph, what the fuck?
What the hell's wrong with my arms?
Why are you stretching?
I don't know, dude!
Come on, I'll just drag you. Junior, you gotta see this shit. Joseph's all stretchy.
What?
Whoa, Junior, you're green.
I'm green?
Yeah, you look like the Incredible Hulk or the Jelly Green Giant or something.
Dude, that's cool as hell and all, but I'm over here paralyzed and stretchy.
Yeah, look, he's stretchy.
But why is he so stretchy?
I don't know, but am I gonna be paralyzed forever?
Yeah, I think so, Joseph.
Oh, no!
Relax, I'm just pulling your leg.
That was a good-ass joke, dude, with your lame ass.
Well, wait a minute. Guys, do you think there's a possibility that we have superpowers? Three of us?
Yeah, I think we have superpowers three of us.
All three of us might have superpowers because Joseph's stretchy and paralyzed, and I'm just green, that's all I am.
Well, maybe if you get really mad, you, like, turn into the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, make me mad.
Well, you're an idiot and your bib looks stupid.
That's dumb. That's not gonna make me mad, Cody.
You ain't got no mama.
Okay, wait a minute. I ain't got no mama. You ain't got no mama. You ain't got no daddy. You wear a stupid basketball shirt. You'll never make the NBA, especially since you're paralyzed now. And you're a broke boy. Am I the Incredible Hulk?
No, you're just mean. You're just a big green meanie.
Just hurt my feelings. If I could walk, I'd just run away.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're just telling me my superpower is just being green?
Yeah, maybe you could get a job as a background character for movies being a green screen.
Well, you don't even have a power, Cody. What's your power?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what my power is.
You don't have a power. He doesn't have a power. He doesn't have a power. You don't got a power. Look at him. Look, he ran away. He couldn't handle that. He didn't have a power.
I would run away if I ain't have power.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about? I'm right here.
Cody, where you at?
Where's lame ass at?
I'm right in front of you guys.
You're behind the couch, aren't you?
He's trying to hide.
Guys, I'm right here.
Wait. Cody, are you invisible?
Wait a minute. I'm invisible?
No way he got a power like that and I'm over here paralyzed as hell.
Wait, that means you guys can't see me.
Where you at, Cody? Wait. What are you doing to my shorts?
Let me see it, Junior. Is it green? Did it get bigger?
Get off me, Cody!
Wait, dude. Wait, I feel something. What is it?
Guys, Joseph's balls are so stretchy.
Get him off me! Get off me!
Get off of him, Cody!
Don't touch me, Junior.
Well, you don't touch us!
Yeah!
Okay, listen, guys. We have to be serious. Look. We ate that green mac and cheese. Joseph is stretchy and paralyzed. Mm-hmm. I'm just green. And Cody, you're invisible. Right? Right, Cody? Cody? Where'd you go?
I don't know. I'm paralyzed.
Cody? Where'd you go, Cody? Cody!
Oh, man. Now I gotta clean up this mess? God.
Ooh.
Wait. What was that?
Chef Pee-Pee.
Wait, is that a ghost? Oh, no!
Chef Pee-Pee, it's me.
Wait, let go of me! Let my ass go! Uncle Philip, is that you? Stop it, please! I thought you were dead!
No, it's me, the ghost of Michael Jackson.
Whoa, wait, Michael Jackson? The Michael Jackson in my kitchen? Pee-Pee's kitchen? No way!
Oh, I thought you'd be at a kid's house or something.
Well, I can just kind of come and go wherever I want.
Oh, that's pretty hard. But wait, prove it! You're not Michael Jackson!
Billie Jean is not my lover.
Oh, man! That's really Mike! Mike's really in my kitchen! Oh, he knows how to sing a song!
Yeah, it's really me.
Wait. Hey, I got a question. Are you black or white Michael Jackson in heaven?
Up here, I can be whichever one I want. I switch back and forth.
Ooh, that's pretty hard. You got skills, my nigga. Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm here for a reason, Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh.
You want to get into heaven, right?
Yeah.
I need you to bend over.
Wait, what? What the hell are you talking about, Mike? You wildin', my boy.
Well, you know all that stuff about me diddling people?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, well, all of that was true. I honestly don't know how they even let me into heaven. But me and God are really tight because he's a big Thriller fan. So he lets me decide who gets into heaven. So I need you to bend over.
Oh, Mike, come on, Mike.
I mean, usually I, beat it, just beat it, but, nothing beats the real thing, right? So, I really need this.
Damn, Mike. I don't know, Mike. Look, you a ghost and all, so maybe I won't feel it or anything like that.
No, you're gonna feel it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Mike. Well, you're Michael Jackson, so I understand. You know, you're famous and all, and you're a ghost, and I want to get into heaven, so... Only for heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Cody, where did you go?
Hey, Junior.
But Cody, where did you go?
I just went downstairs for a piece of ass. I mean, cake. Cake.
I didn't know Chef Phoebe had cake in the kitchen.
Oh, Chef Phoebe's got a lot of cake. Fudge.
Well, I want a piece of the cake.
I don't think he's gonna give it to you. Not unless you're like Michael Jackson or some shit.
What?
I don't know, Junior, but I'm telling you, this is the best superpower I've ever had. A little bit better than when I could transform into things.
Well, listen, Cody, this is a serious problem. We gotta figure out what's going on, so turn visible and get back on the couch.
Okay.
All right, guys, we gotta find a way to fix this.
Fix this? I'm having the time of my life over here.
Glad you're having a blast, dude, while I'm over here planking all day.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Cody, you're the only one... Wait, why are you shirtless?
Oh, well, being invisible makes you really hot, and I was getting overheated. I don't even know why I took my shirt off. Chef Pee-Pee couldn't even see my abs.
What?
I mean, when I was eating cake. And I was eating cake from behind.
Well, listen, I think we need to call a doctor, because look at Joseph. He has no bones, and if he had bones, then his stretches would actually be... Cody, where'd you go?
No, don't worry. I'm here.
Cody, why'd you turn invisible?
Don't worry about it. It's fun to be invisible. Just keep talking.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Cody, put it away.
Okay.
Listen, Joseph, if Joseph actually could move, his stretchiness would be a really cool power.
I know.
And me being green, I have to be more than just green.
Right.
So I think if we call a doctor, maybe he can fix the little tiny things that are wrong with us. Like what's wrong with your head, right, Cody?
What are you talking about?
There's something mentally wrong with you because you're using your invisible for bad.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm going to call a doctor. You stay right here, okay, Cody?
Okay, I'm staying right here.
Okay.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? You're green.
Yeah, doctor. Me and my two friends need help.
Wait, two friends? I only see one. Ooh. What the hell was that? It's me, the ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage. Macho Man? You are my childhood hero. Yeah, well, Macho Man needs you to bend over and give me them ass cheeks. But why, Macho Man? Well, you want to get into heaven, don't you? Well, yeah, of course I do. Then I get you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime. I'm going to give you the cream of my crop. Okay, Mr. Randy Savage.
Cody, knock it off.
Yeah, chill out, dude.
What, Cody?
Yeah, our friend Cody's invisible.
Sorry about that. I had to try. Well, I understand I do have a dumpy, but still, using Macho Man just to get some ass is pretty low.
Listen, doctor, me and my two friends, we ate green mac and cheese, and now we all have superpowers.
Well, he's invisible, but what are your powers?
Well, Joseph,
he's... I'm a vegetable.
Well, listen, he's really stretchy. Stretch his arm.
Oh, let me see. Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, what's your power?
Oh, me? I'm,
He's green, so he's useless.
I'm green.
Being green is not a power.
Well, it is a power. Look, it always happens this way. I start off with a really lame power, and then at the end, I have the coolest power of them all.
Well, what's your cool power?
I don't know yet. That's why you're here, because we were seeing if you could possibly give Joseph bones so he could walk around and be stretchy.
I can't just give him bones.
Well, can you please give me a wheelchair or something, nigga? Damn.
No, wheelchairs are expensive.
Well, can you do a blood test and find out what superpower I have?
There's no blood test for superpowers. Your friend's invisible. I'm assuming you guys have powers.
So then what should we do, doctor?
Well, if I was you guys, I'd go fight crime.
Fight crime? You want to fight crime, Joseph?
How am I supposed to fight crime and I can't move, dude?
Cody, you want to fight crime? Cody? Come on, Cody, where'd you go?
I'm just kidding. I'm right here, guys.
Oh, thank God. You think we should fight crime, Cody?
Yeah, let's go lick some bad guy ass.
What?
Kick some bad guy ass.
Okay.
All right, let's go kick some butt.
Who's gonna, drag me there or something?
Oh, I got you, buddy.
Okay, finally.
Oh! La, 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 just walking outside alone with my purse with lots of money in it.
Hey, give me your purse!
Ah, oh, no, don't take my purse!
I'm taking it!
Unhand her, fiend.
And who are you supposed to be?
Yeah.
I'm Green Man.
Okay, what are your powers?
I call my friends for help. Cody, throw Joseph at him!
Okay.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
He was supposed to hit you.
Well, he didn't. So what are you gonna do now, you booger?
Ooh.
Oh, what is that? Is that a ghost?
It's me, the ghost of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Give her her purse back or I'm gonna terminate your ass cheeks.
Oh, no! What is he doing to me?
Give her her purse back.
There you go, you can have it. Make him stop, please.
You guys are fucking weird.
Cody, please stop.
I'm almost dead, hold on.
Make him stop!
Joseph, your foot fell off.
I know, dude. You yanked too hard.
Okay. Well, guys, we saved that lady's purse.
I saved that lady's purse. Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't even dead. I can't believe that guy just bent over.
I don't think he willingly bent over, Cody.
Okay, well, maybe you're right. But he was a bad guy, so it's only fair. You know, an eye for an eye. Or a hole for a hole.
Cody, you need to start using your powers for good.
Oh, it was good. It was real fucking good.
No, Cody, like, I mean, you should start doing good deeds with your invisible powers.
Okay, like what?
You could help old ladies carry their groceries.
Okay, and when some old lady sees her groceries floating next to her, that's gonna scare the shit out of her.
Okay, you could, walk around Walmart like a secret shopper and make sure people aren't stealing.
A secret shopper? Okay, I'll just go to Walmart and walk around and do the same job as a security camera.
Okay, you could ride on airplanes and, like, people can't see you so you can see if they're gonna try to hijack the plane.
That's called an air marshal, and it already exists. And it's actually probably better that they are visible because it scares people into not doing that.
Okay, well, you could ride around in taxis in New York City and make sure they're not overcharging people for rides.
Junior, face it. The only thing you can do with invisibility powers is bad shit. Like, I could rob banks. I could go anywhere I want in the entire world. I could go after the president if I wanted to.
Okay, I'm not gonna let you kill the president.
I never said anything about killing him. You know what I'm gonna do to him.
Well, I can't let you do that.
What is this stance you're doing?
It's the I'm about to kick your ass stance.
Okay, well then do it then, green boy.
Oh, you're not gonna like this.
What is that? What are you doing?
I was hoping I had, like, Spider-Man webs.
Well, you don't.
Okay, how about this?
Now what are you doing?
I was hoping a bunch of bumblebees would fly out of my mouth.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, how about...
Oh, is that laser eyes? We already did laser eyes.
You're right. Ooh, how about this?
Is that the stanky leg?
No, I'm trying.
Dude, it's hard watching you from here.
Hold on, you're about to see my power.
What? Why are you jumping?
I was hoping I had, like, super leapfrog.
Super leapfrog?
Like I could jump like a frog, like super high.
Could have said that the first time.
Listen, I'm trying to find my powers. Look, I'm like Deadpool. My powers are gonna mutate, and you guys are gonna be so jealous.
Face it, Junior. You're just a miserable little no mama, no powers, have an ass bitch.
You take that back.
No, it's true, Junior. Whenever Jeffy came around, you were old hat. Nobody cared about Junior videos anymore. Just look at the views on those Jeffy videos.
That's it, Cody. You took it too far. You think my video views are bad? What about Cody videos? What about Ken videos? Nobody even gives a shit about Ken. And whatever happened to Timmy? Remember that? Nobody gave a fuck about that. You want to talk about my view? You want to talk about Jimmy? We were doing just fine. We would have gotten sued, but Jimmy would never got killed long. That was not it.
So bad.
Yeah, dude, I'm in so much pain.
Oh, Junior, you're not green anymore.
I'm not?
No, you exploded and your slime went all over me. Or was that just a dream I had last night? Anyway, now I'm in the mood for some more ass cheeks. I'm gonna turn invisible and go see Chef Pee-Pee again. I love being invisible.
You see that, Joseph? He didn't turn invisible.
Dude, I can walk again. You see this?
Wait, are you still stretchy?
I don't know, dude.
Ow, you're yanking my arm, it hurts.
Oh, I thought you were stretched, but guys, that means we all lost our superpowers. Three of us lost our superpowers.
Dude, you didn't have a superpower.
Well, I mean, I was green, and you saw me explode at the end. I had slime. I could blow up and be, like, slimy, but I guess it only happens once.
That was a waste of a power, dude.
Yeah, I always get the lame powers.
Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Guaranteed.
Oh, come on, Michael. Come on, Mr. Jackson. Not anymore.
Yes, Michael Jackson wants more.
I'm already guaranteed to go to heaven, though.
Yeah, but I'm not done yet.
Oh, look, be gentle this time, Mike.
Wait. Cody, what the hell?
I'm not Cody. I'm Michael Jackson.
Cody, what the hell are you talking about? You are right here. I can see you.
You can see me?
Yes, I can see you. I have eyes.
Oh, well, nice tattoo of Krunk from Emperor's New Groove on your butt, by the way.
How the hell do you know about that?
Michael Jackson told me.
Oh, Cody's so damn weird. Wait, what the hell does this say? Caution? Hazardous material? Wait, this isn't my paprika. Who the hell got my paprika?
At last, my nuclear reactor is almost complete. Now, for the final ingredient, the plutonium. Here it is. But, paprika? This is not plutonium. Who has my plutonium? No!
When's the pizza getting here?
I just ordered it. It should be here any minute.
Hey, Daddy, want to hear a joke?
No.
Sure, Jeffy.
What does a gay horse eat?
What?
Hey. What was the final score to the Ethiopian basketball game?
What?
8-0.
I don't get it.
That must be the pizza. I'll go get it. Hello?
Hey there. I got your mushroom pizza. We were all out of mushrooms at the store, but I had a Ziploc bag full of them in my car. So I put those on there. It'll make your night better.
How much do I owe you?
$60.
$60 for one pizza?
Yeah, I mean, it's $10 for the pizza and then another $50 for the shrooms, because they're not cheap.
I don't want the shrooms. Take them off.
Well, okay, how about this? How about I come in and I eat it with you and then you don't owe me anything?
Won't you lose your pizza job?
Look, I don't even like being a pizza man, okay? Come on, let's hang out, bro.
Pizza's here.
Ooh, it smells yummy.
Oh, look at all those mushrooms. You guys are going to be tripping. And balls. Anyway, you guys watching the game?
I didn't know there was a game on tonight.
Yeah, man. Monday Night Football. Cowboys versus Chargers.
Well, then turn it on.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually supposed to be at that game. I wanted to get my helmet signed by CeeDee Lamb. That's actually a person's name, not just an outdated video format, my favorite animal. And Brandon Cooks, which is actually not a cooking show hosted by a guy named Brandon.
I didn't know you were a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Well, I'm not, but my grandma is. Yeah, I wanted to get it signed for her. I actually had 4 tickets on my phone to go see the game, but no one wanted to go with me. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4. You guys want to come to Texas and see the game with me?
It's about to start. There's no way we're going to make it.
Oh, look, it's only a 10-hour drive, and we can make it as long as the game goes into 15 overtimes or a player dies temporarily on the field.
Come on, Marvin, let's go. Texas would be fun.
Well, you'd have to speed the whole way.
Listen, I drive like an asshole. I can do it. And I'm a cop, so no one's going to pull me over.
Okay, guys, let's go.
Wait, hold on. I don't want to go on an empty stomach, so let's eat this pizza first. Everybody grab a slice.
I'm so scared right now. I'm seeing things.
No, don't be scared, bro. That's just the shrooms, my man. Come on this journey with me.
Marvin, I want to put a baby in the microwave.
Okay, do it. Do it. I think that'll help. Wait a minute. If I keep looking to the side, I think I could look inside my head and see my brain.
Whoa, what's in there? Whoa.
Daddy, do you see this fucking monkey?
Whoa, I see it.
I'm gonna pet it.
Ah! Oh, bro, let me see your hand. I'm a doctor. Oh, dude, your hand's fucking gone, man. It's gone. There's no hand there.
It's gone. It's gone.
It's gone, bro.
Oh, wait. What is that? What is that noise?
Whoa.
Wait, are you wearing a wire?
Are you?
No, let me see under your shirt. I don't believe you.
Is there a wire, Danny?
It's inside your skin. You need to cut it open.
Give me a knife. I'll cut myself open.
Wait, aren't we supposed to go somewhere?
Oh, yeah, let's go. Let's go to Texas.
Okay.
Texas.
Shotgun!
I want to sit up front.
Okay, everybody sobered up?
Yeah, I'm never eating mushroom pizza ever again.
Yeah, well, it's not for everybody. Okay, so I put Dallas into my car's GPS, and it says it's 692 miles away, and we'll be there at 11:53 in the morning. Now, we have to get there in an hour, so I'm gonna drive like crazy, okay? So everybody buckle up.
All right, let's go.
You know, guys, we've been driving for a while. You want to play I Spy or something?
It's dark outside.
Yeah, you're right. That was a kind of dumb idea. I spy something yellow.
The lines in the road?
Yeah. Oh no, guys, my Hyundai Sonata says it's almost out of gas.
What? Is there any gas stations nearby?
No, nowhere.
Well, where are we?
I don't know, we're in the middle of Texas.
What can we do?
I don't know, hold on, let me pull over in this dirt road over here. Ooh, maybe someone in that scary house can give us gas.
What if there's a serial killer in there?
This isn't a scary movie, Marvin. Serial killers don't really exist.
Guys, I don't think this is such a good idea.
Well, everyone, please stop being chicken shits. We need gas, and there are no gas stations within 100 miles. This is our last chance to get gas so we can make it to that game. Wait, somebody check the score.
It's 7-7 in the second quarter.
Oh, shit. We really gotta hurry up if we want to get there before overtime.
How do you know it's gonna go to overtime?
It will.
I wanna stay in the car!
Okay, Princess Crybaby, you can stay in the car. Marvin, Jeffy, us men can go knock on the door. Oh, Marvin, I hate to do this. I'm gonna be respectful in case they're sleeping, so I'm not gonna ring the doorbell. I'm just gonna knock quietly.
Hey, we're trying to make it to the Cowboys game. Open up. I know you're in there.
Oh, Marvin, I think we woke him up. Look at that bedhead. Oh, and look at the chainsaw. He must have thought we were intruders. Hey there, scary man. I'm really sorry I woke you up, but you see that Hyundai Sonata over there? Yeah, the one in stormy sea blue? Yeah, it's mine. Paid off and everything. Yeah, it's got a backup camera, it's got heated seats, the works. It's really nice. Now, I'm not looking to sell, but if you make me an offer I can't refuse, you could take it off my hands. Marvin, I don't think he wants to buy my car.
No, ask for gas.
Oh, the gas. Right, right. So we were driving through Texas trying to make it to the Cowboys game, and judging by that American flag next to your door, I'm assuming you're familiar with America's team, but our car ran out of gas, so if you can give us just, like, a gallon or two, we could make it to the next creepy fucking house. Oh, Marvin, I think he wants us to follow him.
Okay.
Hey, man, do you have something I can drink? I'm pretty thirsty. He does not brush his teeth. Man, I really hope he's not one of those people that gives you tap water and then he's got a fridge full of soda. Those people are assholes. Oh, what's that? That Hawaiian punch? Marvin, that's a cup of blood.
Blood?
Yep, I'm just gonna put that right down. Oh, look at that. That's a human hand. Oh, Marvin, we interrupted his dinner. How rude of us. Yeah, I think we should probably be going now. Oh, no, no, thank you. We already ate mushrooms. We're good.
All right, Joe.
No, Jeff, you're not gonna eat a hand.
Okay, we can knock that off.
Yeah, guys, stop.
We should get out of here.
I know, Marvin. I'm just trying not to piss him off because he has a face on his face. Hey, listen, I would love to eat that hand, but I actually don't like my hand cold. So could you just put that in the microwave for me? Holy fuck.
That is
the other hand and the whole arm. Okay, yeah, you can just put that in the microwave and we're gonna get the fuck out of here!
Run to the car!
No, he'll be expecting that. Let's go to that creepy shed over there. They might have gas. Okay, I think we're safe. Oh, Marvin, he's crying. Now I feel bad. Should we open the door?
No, look for gasoline!
Yeah, you're right. Oh, cheer up, buddy. We'll be out in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay, buddy.
Daddy, there's more food over here.
What are you talking about? Oh, my God! What the fuck?
Oh, my God. No. This is not good. Guys, it's already halftime. We really need to get moving.
Well, look at this!
Oh, sweet Jesus. He killed his grandmother and ate her eye out with a spoon. Oh, God, that is so metal. Oh, look at this leg! Oh, yeah. Yeah, this guy is a psychopath. He is eating good tonight. This is Applebee's for him.
Look, we have to get out of here before he eats us.
I think we're probably fine. I mean, he has enough food to feed a whole village.
No, look at this! But there's a bucket of bones down there! We gotta get out of here to look for gasoline!
Yeah, we really do need to hurry up. But it is only 10 to 7. So it could still go to overtime.
Come on, look for gas!
Okay. Marvin, look, a gas can! That could get us halfway down the street.
Okay, then go put it in the car so we can leave.
It looks like he was working on this truck. Huh, I guess our boy's a mechanic. He's not as stupid as he looks. If we were having engine trouble, he could have helped us.
Oh my God, guys! Hi!
Okay, Marvin, I like our hiding spot under the truck. It's awesome. It's very comfortable down here. Reminds me of being a little kid playing hide and seek. Of course, back then, if I got caught, I didn't get murdered.
Grandma!
Oh, he just realized what he did. That's sad. Oh, never mind. He thinks he's at Chili's eating baby back ribs.
Oh, no. He's coming this way. Shut the fuck up, Marvin. You're the one doing all the talking.
Shut up.
He put the chainsaw down.
Oh, he's having a snack while he works on his truck.
Boom.
Who the fuck gave this guy a driver's license?
Oh, look, his shoes are untied. Try to tie him so that when he runs after us, he trips and falls.
Yeah, it's a great idea, Marvin. The only problem is I don't have legs. I've never had to tie shoes before. Oh, shit, he dropped a snack. Oh, thank God, Marvin. I really thought he saw us.
Oh, wait, where's he going?
Oh, looks like he's going to play his claw machine.
Cookie. Dig cookie. 25. 50. Give me a big cookie.
Oh, no, Marvin. He's trying to win Jeffy in the claw machine.
Fuck!
I hope he keeps losing.
Come on, baby. Come on. Oh, yeah. I got it this time. This is it. I'm going to get you, Cookie. I'm going to get you. This is it. This is it right here. Oh, shit. This is rigged. This is rigged, Grandma.
How many goddamn quarters does this man have?
I'm going to get you. Those are my last two quarters. No! Fuck! I'll get you! No! Give me that!
Wait.
While he's playing the claw machine, why don't we grab his chainsaw and hit him with it?
Good idea, Marvin.
Oh, come on. I gotta have two more quarters somewhere. Two more quarters. One, two. Come on. Thank you, Grandma. Come here, Big Cookie. I'm coming. Oh my God! I got it! Big Cookie! You're mine! Yes! Come here! Fuck! Fuck! Shut up, whore! No! Come here! Fuck! Fuck Grandma! Fuck! Fuck! Fuck Grandma! Fuck!
Okay, kill him with the chainsaw.
But Marvin, he's crying, and he just punted his dead grandmother's head like 60 yards. He could have been in the NFL.
But we have to save Jeffy.
But I don't have any more quarters.
Well, just open the door to the machine and get him out.
Oh, okay, I guess I could try that.
Grab him. Come on, I'm gonna hit the gas can. Hurry up and pop the gas.
Drink up, Frank Sinatra. I named my car Frank Sinatra. You know, like Frank Sinatra, because I drive a Hyundai Sonata in stormy sea blue, heated seats, paid off.
I just want cookie. Cookie missing? Oh, someone took cookie. Fuck. Oh, no.
Oh, no, he's coming. Run.
Now, hold on. I got to get every drop. Have you seen gas prices these days? Come on. Come on, I can hear a little bit more in there. Drink up. Oh, he's getting real close. Okay, screw this.
Drive off.
Wait, no, I have to pee. Can I use this guy's bathroom?
No.
We're getting the hell out of here. But first, oh man, guys, there's only 2 minutes left. Unless the Chargers get a field goal, there's no way it's going into overtime. But they do have the ball.
Oh, back up, put it in reverse.
No, I thought I was going to drive forward, right into his house. Of course I'm going to put it in reverse. I'm not stupid. See that backup camera? I love this car so much. That's so useful.
Go.
It's doing collision detection because he's in the way.
Go!
Okay, fine. Whew, good thing we got away from that asshole. All right, now let's get to the game. Hold on, let me check the score. Oh, no. Guys, the game ended. The Cowboys won 20-17.
Wait, it says the game was in Los Angeles, not Dallas.
Wait, so you're telling me we drove to Texas for no fucking reason?
Yeah, it says the game was at the Chargers.
Damn it! Ugh, okay, fine. Let's turn around. Jesus Christ. Sorry about that, guys. You would think I would know where the game was because I'm the one who bought the tickets, but no. Well, I mean, they play in Dallas next week if you want to see that.
No!
Okay, damn. Could have just said no thank you.
There's someone at the door. Can you get it?
It's not my house, but we could go together. That could be fun, you know, like friends. Hello? Wait, hold on. How the hell did you get here?
Vroom, vroom.
Oh, he fixed up his truck.
Do you have any quarters?
Oh, he just wants quarters. Yeah, hold on. I'll get my wallet.
Yay!
What do you want to do tonight?
Oh, dude, turn on the TV so we can watch LeBron James.
Oh, doesn't LeBron James play with his son?
Dude, pause. Yes, he plays basketball with his son. You have to say basketball.
But LeBron James is the first player to play with his son.
Why are you saying it like that? You're just repeating it. Say it right.
Okay, hey, Cody, you want to watch LeBron now?
Nah, more of an Iman Shumpert kind of guy. What's old Shump doing these days?
He hasn't been in the league in years, dude.
Just out there shumping it up.
Wait, why does Ken have a tiny Cody on his arm?
Oh, well, I caught somebody on a naughty website. So now, instead of looking at other guys, he can just look at me.
He's a doll, dude. He can't get on a website.
No, Joseph.
What website was he on?
Hasbro. He's looking at Mr. Potato Head ass.
Mr. Potato Head ass?
Yeah, the head, the ass, all of it. And it really upset me because I don't even know which hole he was fantasizing about. The ear holes, the arm holes, the eye holes.
Oh, well, you know, jeeving with your left hand is crazy.
Yeah, he is left-handed.
Okay, well, let's watch some LeBron.
Yes. Oh, dude, no! You turned on Dr. Finkelschitz!
Okay, let me change it. I really want to watch LeBron play with his son.
Bro, stop saying that. You're going to make me hate basketball.
Wait, hold on. Let's see if it's a rerun.
Hello! I am Dr. Friedrich Finkelschitz, and today I have invented this machine to detect alien signals from outer space and determine if they are really trying to contact us. I will now input the coordinates. Beep, 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 beep! I think I'm getting a signal.
You digging in me. You digging in a nigga.
Yes, Jay! I think I have this pointed at my neighbor's house. Maybe this is better.
December 3rd, 2023.
2024, we will kill all humans.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Could you speak up?
I said December 3rd, 2024, we will kill all humans.
Oh my god, that is today! Everybody run for your lives!
Oh my god!
Oh no, alien invasion before GTA 6?
Guys, it's just a TV show.
Oh my god, Ken, please get some help!
Cody, being serious, there might be an alien invasion today!
Guys, Dr. Finkelschitz is just a TV show. I think Ken might actually be addicted.
Dude, you know you had to Google search Mr. Potato Head's ass and then put it in his hands.
What? No, I'm not doing this. Ken just has a problem.
The news!
Breaking news, McKay. Aliens have sent a video to Earth threatening to kill all humans today. The Secretary of Defense is holding a press conference, and we'll go to that now.
My fellow Americans, today we received a rather threatening message from an alien saying he was going to come down here on Earth and open up a can of whoop-ass. Well, I got a message for you, Mr. Alien. We got a can opener, and a bigger can of whoop-ass, with even more whoop-ass in it. And it's one of those easy-to-open cans that has a little pull tab on it. But if you can't open that up with your weird little alien hands, we got a can opener, so you can open it up and eat all your whoop-ass, because we got an all-you-can-eat whoop-ass buffet. We got a golden corral of whoop-ass, breakfast whoop-ass, lunch whoop-ass, dinner whoop-ass, dessert upside-down whoop-ass cake, and then maybe when you get done eating, you can meet our actress, E. Goldberg. We took the whoop out of her name and put it in a can of ass, and we made whoop-ass. So if you're hungry for whoop-ass, come on down here so we can feed you. And if you're not hungry for whoop-ass, don't even come down, because that's all we have to eat.
Okay, guys, I feel comfortable knowing the military has so much whoop-ass.
Heck yeah, dude. If the aliens touch down here, they're gonna have to deal with LeBron James.
Oh yeah, LeBron James stopped aliens in Space Jam 2.
Heck yeah, dude. He's a part of the space defense.
Actually, there were no aliens in Space Jam 2. It was all just an algorithm, and his name was Al G. Rhythm.
Huh? Aren't there aliens in Space Jam?
Yeah, I could have sworn it was.
Well, I've seen the first one, not the second one.
Yeah, me neither, nigga.
So, there's no aliens in Space Jam 2?
No, it's all, like, computer stuff. Like Al G. Rhythm kidnaps LeBron James' son and traps him in the Warner Brothers database.
Wait, LeBron James made a movie with his son playing with his son?
Wait, dude, stop saying it like that, I'm gonna kick your ass!
Well, no, it's actually not his son, it's an actor playing his son. They get an actor to play his wife, too, it's weird.
Why didn't LeBron James just get his actual son in the movie?
I don't know, it seems like they could have done that. Oh yeah, and Bugs Bunny dies at the end.
But what?
Then, yeah, like, kind of. But then he shows up again later in the real world, and I don't know how the hell that works. And then Batman's there, and Rick and Morty.
This movie's trippy.
Is Rick and Morty playing basketball?
No, they don't play basketball. They just kind of, like, watch, I guess. And then, you know, it's like everybody that Warner Brothers owns the rights to shows up for the big basketball game. And he's, like, playing against other basketball players, but they're all weird. Like, there's a spider lady and a snake lady. And what is that eyebrow guy?
Anthony Davis?
Yeah, him. He's like a bird man, and his name is The Brow. And then there's a guy who can, like, stop time, and that's a problem.
There's no way LeBron could beat all those people.
Well, he does. He does do it. It's hard, but he does it.
How? Does he have superpowers?
I mean, other than being LeBron James, no.
That's a superpower on
There's some power, definitely.
Excuse me, sir?
What is it, Lieutenant Gar?
Our radar has detected a UFO entering Earth's atmosphere.
Oh, that sounds like a hungry alien. You must have seen my commercial for whoop-ass. Poor little fella must have thought we were gonna run out. But we're never gonna run out of whoop-ass. We're overstocked.
Right, so what is it you actually want to do?
Well, does that little alien fuck have Uber Eats or DoorDash?
I don't think so.
Because I personally want to deliver him a can of whoop-ass, get a 5-star rating.
Wait, you personally?
Yeah, that's right, boy. Go fuel up a jet. Make sure you pack lots of cans of whoop-ass.
Sir, you do realize we don't actually have cans of whoop-ass.
I know that, boy. I'm talking about nukes. I'm talking about rockets. Now hurry up. I don't want that whoop-ass to get cold.
Yes, sir.
And make sure you pack you...
Oh. I guess the alien was not hungry for whoop-ass. Maybe he stopped at McDonald's first. Well, I guess that makes me the Secretary of Defense, and I don't want that to happen to me, so I think the best course of action would be for me to go home and order some Taco Bell. Yeah, chalupa.
Okay, so Al G. Rhythm kidnapped LeBron James' son, but it wasn't really LeBron James.
I don't care anymore. I just want to know if Lola Bunny is hot in this one.
Not as much, but also I'm gay, so you're asking the wrong guy.
Okay, so was Space Jam 2 good?
No.
Okay, well, I think they should have made Space Bam, a football movie with Looney Tunes with Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah, and then the other team is nothing but girls, and then if they lose, oh, they have to show their feet so Tom can lick them. Freak yeah.
There's someone at the door. Hold on, guys. Hello?
Greetings, Earthling!
The aliens from Toy Story!
Correct! Which movie?
Oh, shit, they made, like, 4 of those. They're making a 5th one. Toy Story 1?
Correct!
Oh, what are you guys doing here?
Emperor Zerg! He's trying to kill us and probe our asses!
Oh no, well you guys can hide in here!
Thank you! You saved our lives! We are eternally grateful!
Okay.
Who's at the door, Junior?
Wait, where's Joseph?
Oh, he went to the bathroom. He kept talking about feet, and I think he had to jeeve.
Oh, you spilled some on your shirt.
Now, did I? Damn it, Junior, what's going on? Who are they?
It's the aliens from Toy Story.
You saved our lives. We are eternally grateful.
You saved their lives?
Well, they said they needed a place to hide, and I said they could hide here.
We will do anything to show our gratitude.
Anything.
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 Junior, I think you should tell them to thank me personally.
But, Cody, they each have one less eye than you.
Junior, what are you talking about? They have three eyes and I have... Oh, fuck you!
All right, freak!
What are they doing here?
Well, they said they're hiding from Emperor Zerg because he wants to probe their asses.
Well, I think I need to have a little talk with this Emperor Zerg.
Well, he's on the television right now.
Attention, puny humans! I am Emperor Zerg! You will give me those aliens or I will probe all your asses! You have 120 seconds to decide.
Oh, no!
Don't worry, aliens. We're not going to turn you into Emperor Zerg. Junior, can you help me get my pants off? I want to make it easy for Emperor Zerg.
No, Cody, we got to turn them in. I don't want something in my ass.
Okay, more for me then.
What the hell? What are y'all talking about?
Oh, hey, Joseph. Well, these are the aliens from Toy Story 1.
You saved our lives. We are eternally grateful.
I saved their lives. They're eternally grateful. And Emperor Zerg wants to probe their asses. And until we turn them in, Emperor Zerg's going to probe our asses.
Guys, don't worry about Emperor Zerg. That's just Buzz Lightyear from the future.
No, Cody, Lightyear sucks. Lightyear's not canon.
Yes, it is, Junior. It says right at the beginning of the movie, that's the movie Andy watched.
Oh, yeah? So Andy watched Lightyear, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So then why weren't these aliens in the Lightyear movie? Because in the Lightyear movie, there's no fucking aliens, but in Toy Story 1, there's these aliens. So why are they selling merch of aliens if they're not in the movie? Because in the TV show of Buzz Lightyear, these aliens are in the show.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. And also, why in Toy Story 1, why was there no cat? You know, the cat, you know, the cat that's in the Lightyear movie? I'm sure they would have made merch of that cat in the Lightyear movie. And I'm sure Andy would have wanted the cat to go with his Buzz Lightyear doll.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, no, it's so stupid. It's really dumb. And also, we should probably get Buzz Lightyear's help. Buzz Lightyear, get in here!
I am Mrs. Nesbitt.
Oh, he's not going to be any help at all. He just found out he's a toy.
Yeah, he loaded.
Yeah, like a baked potato.
I like Herbie. Fully loaded.
There's someone at the door. Hold on, guys. If it's Zerg, I won't let him in. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know I accidentally ordered Taco Bell to your house because I'm over here a lot and I forgot to change the address on the app. So I just want to let you know that so you don't think I'm stealing a package or something.
Okay, what'd you order?
Oh, a chalupa. Extra sour cream, of course.
Sounds good.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be.
So you work for the military?
Yeah, yeah, I do actually.
Oh, well, there's two aliens on my couch upstairs.
Ah, well, I'm actually off duty right now. I mean, there's gonna be a lot of duty later after I eat this Taco Bell, you know, in the toilet. It makes me shit.
Oh, well, the alien said that if we don't turn them into Emperor Zerg, we're gonna get our ass probed.
Well, nobody's gonna want to probe my ass from all the duty. I'm gonna have a poopy ass.
Well, you want to say hi to the aliens?
You know what? Yeah, yeah, I do.
So, there are the aliens.
Oh, they're Toy Story aliens. I didn't know that movie was real.
Yeah, so apparently Emperor Zerg wants us to turn them in, or he's gonna probe our asses.
Why is your shirt off?
I was promised a good time.
Puny humans, your time is up.
And there he is. Quick, everybody, run! Come on, Emperor Zerg, give me all you got, I can take it! Shove it in! Shove it right the fuck in!
You can have the aliens.
Yeah, please take them.
Come here! Those tight asses are mine!
Oh no! Our tight asses!
No! It should have been me!
Okay, well, the Earth is saved, huh? So I'm just gonna go home and eat my Taco Bell.
I will lock the door behind you.
Sorry, I ordered my food to your house. I'll make sure I check the address next time.
Did you happen to order any extra chalupas?
No, I just ordered enough for me, you know, because it's mine. I don't usually order more food for other people because it's not really my problem.
Please, humans!
But kill us? Why? We already solved the problems. They're just left.
Well, if you give us our alien kids back... Hold on. Get your food out your mouth! If you give us our alien kids back, we won't kill you.
Oh, those were your kids? Well, look, we don't have them. Zerg already took them.
What? What? Where's Zerg? Where did he go?
I don't know. Fucking space. Wherever planet he lives, I don't know. I just want to go home and eat my Taco Bell.
What do you order?
A chalupa with extra sour cream, of course.
Get back!
Hey, my chalupa!
We'll see you next year. Come on, Bo.
Next year? What do you mean next year? What does he mean next year? Is he coming back next year? What? But my chalupa! God damn it, now I gotta wait till tomorrow to get another one. I don't want it tomorrow, I want it now.
It's just been a whole day. I wish he'd killed me.
You would have rather died than getting your chili pistol?
Yes, actually, I would. I want to be dead.
You want to be dead?
I want to be dead because I don't have a chalupa. If I had a chalupa, I'd want to be alive, which I don't because I don't have a chalupa.
Are they that good?
They're that good, yes!
Hey, Daddy, look! I drew you as a balloon!
Wow, Jeffy, that's so good! We should put that on the refrigerator!
No, we're not putting that on the refrigerator! Jeffy, that's a dumb drawing. I'm not a balloon. I can never be a balloon.
Why were you trying to be creative?
I'm not a balloon, Jeffy!
Marvin, stop being so mean to Jeffy!
It's okay, Bobby. I'm just gonna try my hardest not to cry.
Go to your room, Jeffy!
You be so mean to him?
I'm not a balloon! Listen, I'm just gonna calm down. Let's just turn on the news to distract me.
Breaking news, UK. I'm here on scene with Super D, a hero who's just saved a woman from the burning building behind me. So tell me, Super D, how did you do it?
Well, I was on a Tinder date with this girl, and she wasn't really feeling me. So when she wasn't looking, I used my laser eyes to set her house on fire. So then I saved her from the fire, and now she's way into me, and she thinks I'm a hero.
A truly amazing hero. So tell me, why did you save the woman's life?
Well, I thought if I saved her life, she'd be eternally grateful for me and want to bang me. And honestly, I think it's gonna work.
Incredible. The world needs more heroes like you.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I gotta go reap the benefits of this.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, wow, Super D saved that girl. You know, we haven't heard from Super D in a while.
And let's hope we never do.
What's your problem, Marvin?
I'm just tired of hearing about your ex-boyfriends all the time. Like, imagine you had to hear about my ex-girlfriends all the time. What, you don't believe I have ex-girlfriends? Because I do.
Okay, Marvin.
And they're super hot.
Yeah, I bet, Marvin.
With big boobies.
Yeah, the biggest boobies.
And they're super hot and freaks.
Yeah, I bet they were, especially with that hairline.
Yeah, I'm missing my hair because how freaky they were. Oh, they would pull my hair.
Yeah, freaky.
Yeah, so I settled down with you. I have like 30 ex-girlfriends that are hot.
30?
They are hot, super hot, hotter than you.
Okay, Marvin. Well, if that were true, then you wouldn't be so worried about my ex-boyfriends.
I'm not worried about your ex-boyfriends. I'm worried about you seeing my ex-girlfriends because they're so hot.
Yeah. All right, Marvin.
Oh, look, there's someone at the door. Okay. It's probably one of my girlfriends.
Oh, you better go get the door then.
Don't be mad when I answer it. She's naked. Hello?
Hey there. Is Rose here?
Super D! Super Big D! What are you doing here?
Rose is in danger.
And we have to save her.
What kind of danger?
We don't have time to explain. Is she here?
Yeah, where is Rose?
She's not here. She just went to the store, I think.
Oh, let me use my super smell to see if she's in the vicinity. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's here. I'll never forget that smell. She's upstairs!
Let's go get her!
Who was at the door? Let me guess, one of your ex-girlfriends.
No, it was two of your ex-boyfriends.
What?
Hey, Rose. What's up, sexy?
Super D, Super Big D, what are you guys doing here?
You're in danger.
And we came to save you.
What? From whom?
From him. Hey, Rose.
Super huge, long-lasting, big, girthy D, what are you doing here?
Who is that?
That's Sam. He's one of my ex-boyfriends after Super D and Super Big D left me.
Why is he dressed like a ninja turtle and why is his tail on the front of his costume?
What tail?
It's a tail. Put it away.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't know little man was so insecure.
Why don't you just call him Sam? Why'd you call him super long-lasting, super D, whatever?
Well, the first night that we met, she came over to my place, and then the next morning, she just called me super huge, long-lasting, big, girthy D, and it's true.
Can you please just take this gun and shoot me in the head?
Okay, bro.
Marvin, come on. We were only together once, and the next morning I had to go to the hospital.
Pull the trigger!
I'm trying, bro. There's no bullets in there. See, there's no clip, but I'll keep trying. I really want to help.
I'm gonna go find bullets.
Marvin, get back here. Cut that out.
What are they even doing here?
He's trying to kidnap Rose.
But why are you trying to kidnap her?
Because she's the best I ever had.
Me too.
Me three.
Aw, you guys!
What, so you guys want to fight over her?
I'll lose another leg over her.
Yeah, whoever wins gets to keep her.
Wait, I do not agree to this.
Oh, okay, you know what? I think we'll go in the other room while you guys settle this thing.
Bring it on, super huge, long-lasting, big, girthy D.
All right, just let me get ready. One second.
Alright, I'm ready. Your funeral.
Stop, I like it enough, help me!
I'm trying! Oh, it's around my neck!
Bite it!
It's choking me out!
Bite it!
Alright, Rose, I think we need to have a talk.
About what, Marvin?
I think it would just be best if we just, you know, filed for a divorce.
What?
Yeah, I'm talking just a quick divorce, you know, no lawyers involved, just a paper that says it's over.
Marvin, calm down. I chose you. I married you, hairline and all.
I know, but now that I saw Super Long Lasting, whatever the hell his name is, I just now realize that's not a tail. That's something else. And I'm really mad that he sewed a part of his costume just to fit it in there.
Yeah. Rose!
Oh, he's coming! Rose!
Rose, I won! Rose, are you in here? Ugh! I'll just come back later.
I think he's gone. Let's go check on the others.
Guys, what happened?
We got our asses kicked, bro.
Yeah, we were no match for his D.
It was just too big.
It was too girthy.
Come on, you guys. You could have taken him.
We tried, but our Ds weren't big enough.
Yeah, we tried to combine Ds, and it still didn't work.
Come on, guys. You have muscles and superpowers.
Oh, no. We need an army of Ds.
We need a nuclear D.
Rose, please tell us, what was the best D you ever had?
Well, I married Marvin for a reason.
Oh, no, no way!
No, there's no way this little shrimp is packing.
No, I don't believe it. He must be a grower, because I can't see it.
He's super best I ever had, Dee.
Oh, I don't believe it. I guess we must bow down to him. We're not worthy.
He must be so big.
We're not worthy.
Yeah, that's right. It is big. I'm super best he's ever had, Dee, so you better listen to me. I got the biggest one.
We
got to
get this man a costume.
Yeah, fast. Come on, let's get one.
And we have to assemble the Avengers of Dee.
Oh, yeah.
Go on, Marvin. Go kick his D.
That's right. I'm gonna go kick him right in the D with, because I'm the best she's ever had, D. Do you really mean that?
Yes, of course, Marvin.
Okay. Oh, I heard someone at the door.
You did?
Yeah, hold on. Let me go answer that.
Oh, man. Please answer.
Hey, Marvin. What's up?
Hey, buddy. I need your help. So my wife has a...
You called me buddy! We really are buddies, aren't we, Marvin? We're best buds!
Yeah, we're the bestest buddies ever. Anyway, I need your help. My
wife... We should
wife...
have a secret handshake.
What?
We should have a secret handshake that only we know since we're best buddies!
Yeah, okay, we'll work on that. Anyway, I need your help.
But it can't be too long, though, because I don't have a good memory for that kind of thing. We have to keep it very simple.
Okay, we'll keep it simple. Anyway, my wife has a lot
and
of...
And it has to be fast, too, because I don't want anybody else to see our secret handshake and steal it. It has to be just between us, so we should do it really fast when nobody else can pick up on
okay,
it.
No one's gonna want to steal it because no one's gonna care, but listen, we'll work on that later. Listen, I need your help.
Actually, should I just come over right now so we can practice our secret handshake?
No, I'm very busy and that's why I need your help. See, my wife, she has a lot of ex-boyfriends that are very well endowed.
Oh, yeah, it's rough, isn't it? Us little guys, we just can't compete. You know, and I don't even want a big one. You know, I mean, I don't need that. I bet it would be messy. And besides, my wife says the big ones hurt anyway, so she doesn't want that. So, I mean, I don't
Yeah, I don't want a big one either. I've never said I want one of those. Anyway, I told my wife that I have a lot of hot ex-girlfriends. So do you know any hot girls I can pretend to be my ex-girlfriend?
Well, there's a girl that works at the strip club I could probably send over there.
Yeah, send her over here. And can you get her to dress like a superhero?
Oh, Marvin, you freaky bastard. Yeah, I think I can make that happen.
All right, thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Are you sure you don't want me to come over to practice our secret handshake right now?
No, I don't have time for that, but you just practice some over there.
Okay, I will start Googling handshakes we can try later.
All right, thanks, buddy. Hello?
Dun-da-da-da! Super Ho's here.
I gave her that name. It's clever, right, Marvin? Because she's a stripper?
Oh, yeah. Very clever, Super Ho. What are you doing here, buddy?
Well, I had to show her where you live. I don't want her to get lost.
Oh, my God. Who is this Superman?
That's my boy, Marvin. Right, Marvin? We don't have a secret handshake yet, but we will.
Yeah, we will. Anyway, I need you to pretend to be one of my ex-girlfriends. Like, obsessed with me. I left you. You cried about me every night. I was the best man you've ever been with.
Okay. But when do you pay me?
Oh, yeah, Marvin, I haven't paid it yet, so you're gonna have to do that. And, you already owe her about $500 because she did me a favor. But it's okay because we're bros, right? Who cares? You know, just don't kiss her. Actually, you know what? Do kiss her. Who cares? My fluids are your fluids because we're best buddies. Actually, speaking of that, I had some ideas about our secret handshake. Hold out your hand. I want to show you. So we do one of these, and we do one of these, and we go like this, and then we go, and then we play rock, paper, scissors. And you let me win every time because you do paper and I'm going to do scissors. And then when we're out in public, people are going to be like, damn, that guy's really good at rock, paper, scissors. And it's going to make me feel really good because I'm winning every time. But then you're going to feel bad because you're losing every time. So what if we take turns winning at rock, paper, scissors? So I'll win this time and then you win next time. And then I'm not going to want to do it next time because I know I'm going to lose. And then we're going to forget the handshake because we're not doing it. So how about we just actually play rock, paper, scissors for real and whoever wins, wins. But it should be the best 2 out of 3. Actually, you know what? Best of 7. And we go on shoot. We don't do rock, paper, scissors. We do rock, paper, scissors, shoot. But we can't say it out loud, because then somebody might hear it, and they might know our secret handshake. So we have to be like, Okay, maybe we should say shoot, so we know when to shoot. So we just be like, shoot. But then, if we're in public, and I say shoot, somebody might think that I'm actually going to shoot somebody. So I don't think we should do that. No rock, paper, scissors. How about we don't do that? How about we do patty cake? The whole thing. Baker's man and all, you know? But again, we can't say it out loud, so we just gotta be, you know, we're gonna look like mimes fighting. But
okay, but buddy, listen. How about you just go back home and go back to the drawing board and come back when you have it figured out?
Yes, you're right. Back to the drawing board. You know what? I was thinking maybe I could go to Walmart and pick up like a jump rope and some jacks. We're gonna have props. We're gonna have a lot of props for our handshake, Marvin. A lot of props.
Okay, yeah, a lot of props. Do whatever you want, buddy.
Ooh, a chalk. We get chalk and we do some hopscotch for our handshake. It'd be so cool. I'm so excited, Marvin. This
is great. Go figure that out. All right, listen. I need you to pretend to be my ex-girlfriend in front of my wife. Come on.
Who was at the door, Marvin?
Oh, you know, just my super hot ex-girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah, right, Marvin.
No, I'm being serious. I broke up with her years ago, and now she's crawling back to me, begging for me back.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Marvin, please take me back.
Mm-hmm.
No, look, she's right here. Her name is Super Tight, Wet, doesn't take a long time to finish, doesn't have a smell, doesn't have a bad taste. It loves Marvin V.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
And she's also a superhero.
Oh, my God, Marvin. She can help fight super huge, long-lasting, big, girthy D. Oh, my God. I know him. Owie.
Okay, that's it. You can leave.
But you owe me $500.
I'm not paying for it, Blowy. Leave.
Marvin, she could have helped.
Baby, she wasn't a real superhero. She wasn't even my ex-girlfriend. I hired her to make you jealous. You didn't even give a shit.
Marvin, you gotta get in your costume and go.
Okay, fine. Where'd they put it? Oh, this costume is so uncomfortable.
Hey, sick costume, Marvin. Or should I call you Super Best She's Ever Had?
Yeah, that's so crazy. I still can't believe it.
Now, don't question the queen.
Okay, so it's just us three fighting?
Yeah, this is the Avengers of D. But I also called in Mosquito Man because I thought we needed a fourth person. Come here, Mosquito Man.
Oh, Mosquito Man, what's he doing here? He doesn't even have any powers.
Now, hold on. He might not be able to get STDs. You see, he got bit by a mosquito when he was a kid and he got West Nile virus. And he thinks maybe that made him immune to all STDs because he's had a lot of unprotected sex, but he's never caught an STD. But he's not really sure. So every time he does have unprotected sex, he still gets really worried that he might get an STD.
I know, you've explained this before. He basically has no powers.
Yeah, but if super huge, long-lasting, big, earthy D has an STD, then Mosquito Man might be able to not catch it.
Okay, that's the stupidest thing in the world. What is he really here for?
Well, he's got a cool costume.
Okay, when are we gonna start fighting?
He's here. Alright, who's ready for a big serving of defeat? Alright, Avengers, assemble!
We're already assembled.
Oh, yeah. Well, in that case, go fuck him up!
Wait, me?
Yeah, Marvin, you're a leader. You're Super Best She's Ever Had, D. Go get him!
Well, she would save the best for last. Mosquito Man, you go first!
Yeah, go get him, Mosquito Man! Alright, who's next?
Mosquito Man, no!
You monster! You will pay for that!
Why don't we just all attack him at once?
Oh, yeah, good thinking, Super Best She's Ever Had, D. Let's get him!
Yeah, you go get him.
Bring it.
Come on, little man. Bring it. Let's see why she calls you the best she's ever had. Actually, you know what? I need to see for myself.
Oh, no.
Why is it so tiny? Oh, it burns my eyes.
I did it.
Oh.
Everyone get him.
Okay, I give up.
He gives up. We win.
Yeah! Hey, baby.
Who are you?
It's me, Marvin.
Oh, Marvin. Wow, I didn't recognize you in your costume.
Yep, and I just defeated super huge, long-lasting, big, girthy D.
Wow, Marvin, I knew you could do it. And you know what? I love the costume, Marvin. It's very hot.
Yep, all your ex-boyfriends know that I'm truly packing, I guess.
Okay, Marvin, I got all the stuff we need for our secret handshake. So we're gonna play rock, paper, scissors, and then we're gonna do jump rope, and then we're gonna play bop it, and then we're gonna do hopscotch, and then we're gonna play catch with this little sticky ball thing. Marvin, I love it! Costumes! That's such a great idea! We should have secret handshake costumes! And we wear them under our clothes, so whenever we're about to do our secret handshake, we just rip our clothes off like we're Superman! Marvin, this is so cool! I love having a best buddy!
Guys, are you ready to watch TV?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Wait, have you guys seen the remote?
No, I don't see it, dude.
Cody, have you seen the remote?
Nope.
Are you sitting on the remote again, Cody?
Yeah.
Get it out.
Okay. Can you give me a tug?
Oh, it's really in there.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. It's stuck in there. Hey, Joseph, can you help me?
No, dude, I'm not touching that.
Oh, Joseph, I need your help. Help me pull it out.
Oh, okay.
Cody, stop sitting on the remote.
Sorry.
No, turn on the TV. I don't want to touch that.
Okay.
You're watching Most Dangerous Wipeout.
Oh, this guy thinks he's doing a trick. Oh, no kits for you. All right, this guy's doing a little bicycle ride, and oh, get wrecked, loser. Oh, what's this? What's this little bicycle race? Okay, everybody jump over the barriers. Oh, but not this guy. He thinks he's real cool. Oh, what does the dirt taste like?
Whoa! Are you guys thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah! Give me that remote. Nice.
Cody, stop trying to sit on the remote.
Okay.
I was thinking that we can record us doing something dangerous, and then we can send it in so we can be on TV.
Like sit on the remote?
No.
That sounds awesome, but what will we record?
We can record us grabbing a pair of scissors and cutting our uvulas off.
Oh, sick. No, that would hurt.
Well, we don't need our uvulas.
Yeah, I don't need mine.
Yeah, just look at it. It's just sitting there hanging, wanting to be cut out.
Mm-hmm. No, we need those. We can't cut those off.
Okay, fine, Cody. We'll do something safer. Ooh, I know. Let's grab a hammer and try to bash our fingers with it.
Ooh, awesome! No, that's not cool. That would just be painful.
Little bitty baby Cody doesn't want to do anything dangerous. So, how about we do something really safe? Like, ooh, Joseph, you could ride a bicycle off my roof.
Now that sounds awesome.
Yeah, dude, I could totally pop a willy.
Yeah, okay. So, Cody, you grab the cam.
I got the cam.
And... I'm gonna get the bike, dude.
Oh, yeah, you get the bike.
Oh, dude, I'm so ready.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna be awesome. Hey, Cody, are you recording?
Oh, yeah, I'm recording. He's gonna get some wicked air.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
Now, dude, are you sure I'm not gonna get hurt?
You're not gonna get hurt, Joseph. It's gonna be awesome. Okay, on the count of three, you're gonna go, right? 3, 2, 1, go!
Sick!
Oh, dude!
That looked awesome, Joseph.
Cody, did you get it?
Oh, it looked boss, Junior.
Oh, show it to me.
All right.
Joseph, shut up. I'm trying to watch the video.
I think Joseph's hurt, Junior.
Joseph's not hurt.
I think you should call a doctor.
Okay, I'll call a doctor after you show me the video.
Okay.
Okay, so your friend here broke every bone in his body.
What? Oh, no!
Yeah, see, I voice both characters, so this is what you're gonna get. Anyway, like I said, your friend here broke every bone in his body.
Well, what's that mean?
Well, it means he broke both his arms, both his legs, his ribs are destroyed, and his spine is snapped in half.
That's so rad.
Yeah, you know what's even more rad? He doesn't have health insurance because apparently he's been living alone because he doesn't have parents, and that means I can't treat him, and that means he's probably gonna die.
Well, how much are his medical bills?
About $50,000.
Well, it was nice knowing you, Joseph.
Junior, we have to help him!
Alright, this is not gonna work. Switch.
Junior, we have to help him!
See, that's a lot better. But Cody, we cannot pay his medical bills! They're $50,000!
We have to do something, Junior. It's our fault he went off the roof in the first place.
I guess you're right, but how are we gonna get $50,000?
I don't know, but we have to help him somehow. It's our responsibility.
So, who's gonna pay his medical bills? Brooklyn Thief Guy wants to know,
Alright, no, y'all switch.
Okay, so who's gonna cover his medical bills?
Me and my friend Cody are gonna try to raise the money. You just have to give us some time.
Okay, but you only have 24 hours! Dun, dun, dun!
Alright, come on, Cody, let's go try to raise the money.
Okay!
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
What do you want, Junior? I'm trying to cook.
Can we borrow $50,000?
$50,000? Junior, I've been working for your dad for 10 years, and I haven't been paid $20. What makes you think I have $50,000?
Well, Joseph broke every bone in his body, and he doesn't have medical insurance.
I don't have medical insurance, and I'm perfectly fine.
Well, Joseph has $50,000 in medical bills, and if we don't pay it in 24 hours, he's gonna die.
Is this the part where I get sad or something?
Well, it's also kind of our fault, because we made him go off the roof on a bicycle.
Yeah, it was rad.
God, that does sound rad. Well, how are you going to raise the money, Junior?
I don't know. That's why we came to you for the money.
Look, if I knew how to raise that money, I would be doing it right now.
Oh. Well, we could try washing cars.
No.
Yeah, they don't want you touching their cars with your dirty fingers. Look, they have machines that do that.
Oh,
I know. We can have a bake sale where we sell cookies for the money.
Yeah. And Chef Pee-Pee, you can make the cookies.
Oh, yeah, because I'm not doing anything. I can totally cook for you right now.
Yeah, you're not doing anything. Oh, okay. So all we have to do is make, like, 10 cookies.
Junior, we'd have to sell a lot more than 10 cookies.
Yeah, you have to sell, like, a truckload. Like, a shitload. Like, just stop me at any time.
No. We can just sell 10 cookies for $5,000 a piece.
Well, Junior, no one's going to pay $5,000 for a cookie.
Bill Gates would.
We're not selling to Bill Gates.
Warren Buffett.
No.
Jeff Bezos.
Okay, he's too busy going to space.
Okay, fine. We'll lower the price. But, Chef Ruby, are you going to make the cookies?
What do I get out of it, Junior?
We'll give you half of everything we make.
That's a deal, Bammy. Stick on it. I'll get the making.
Why would you do that, Junior?
He's going to make the cookies now.
No, now we have to raise $100,000.
No, we don't. We have to raise $50,000.
Junior, you just told Chef Pee-Pee we would give him half of anything we make.
Yeah.
If we only raise $50,000, then he only gets $25,000, and we only get $25,000, and that's not enough to pay off Joseph's medical bills.
Joseph's medical bills are only $50,000, so we only have to raise $50,000.
No, Junior, we have to raise $100,000 because we have to be able to afford to pay Chef Pee-Pee.
You don't know what you're talking about, Cody. Just make the cookies.
The first batch is done.
Oh, these cookies look amazing.
I know.
I'm going to try one.
No, Junior, we have to sell those.
Well, I have to make sure they taste good.
Well, we're not going to sell any if you eat them all.
I have to make sure they don't taste like butt.
Why would they taste like butt? I cooked them myself.
Well, what if you, like, fart in them or pee in them?
Why would I pee in them? I cooked them myself.
Well, look, I'm going to try one.
Okay, I think we should all try one.
Well, I'll try one each.
Wait, no, I'm saying we all try the same cookie.
I'm not going to eat after you, Cody. You eat butt.
Well, that may be true, but we shouldn't waste a cookie.
I'm still going to try one.
While you two argue, I'm going to put this batch in the oven.
Oh, can I put it in?
No, I can put it in by myself.
I want to put it in.
No, Junior.
I want to put it in.
Why would you close it? Get him out of there.
Because I'm trying to bake the cookies.
Just open it up and get him out.
Oh, I can't open it.
Oh, God, let me help.
Please, shut me up. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
All right, your friend Chef Pee-Pee here has third-degree burns all over his body except for right between his eyes, and he doesn't have health insurance either, so his medical bills are going to be another $50,000.
Junior, this is all your fault.
Switch.
Junior, this is all your fault.
How is it my fault?
If you hadn't pushed Chef Pee-Pee into an oven, we wouldn't have this problem.
Well, maybe Chef Pee-Pee should have let me put the cookies in the oven.
Junior, now we owe $150,000.
Look, everything's going to be okay. Look, you can bake the cookies and I'll sell them.
All right, fine, I guess.
So, am I going to get my monies or not?
Wait, why does he sound like that?
Look, the voice actor can't play both characters. Look, come on.
All right, Junior. You sell those cookies while I make these.
Do you even know how to make cookies, Cody?
Oh, it doesn't seem that complicated. I could probably figure it out.
All right, Chef Cody.
Ooh, I like that. I like the sound of that.
All right, I'm gonna sell all these cookies and make a bunch of money.
Yeah, you better. You better make $150,000.
Ooh, Roy.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, Roy.
Ew, why are you talking to me, loser?
Well, I was just wondering if you wanted to buy some cookies.
Buy cookies? I don't buy anything. Things are just given to me. You know, one time I went to a Super Bowl and I didn't have to pay for anything.
I know.
Then why would I buy your stupid cookies?
Well, I'm just trying to raise some money and I want to know if you wanted to buy some.
No. I'll tell you what. I'm going to take these cookies. These are mine now.
Well, you have to pay for those.
No, Roy doesn't pay for anything.
You're right.
Wow, these cookies look pretty good.
Hey, Cody.
Oh, hey, Junior. You sell any cookies?
I actually sold the whole batch.
Really? That's amazing. Who bought all those cookies?
Roy.
So you didn't get any money? Because Roy doesn't pay for anything. Unless a girl bought them for him. Did that happen?
No.
What? So why would you even sell to Roy in the first place, Junior? You know he doesn't pay for anything.
But he has a Rolex, so I thought he had money.
Yeah, I know, Junior. That's what the Rolex is for. So you think he has money, but he doesn't. That's why he has three baby mamas.
Okay, look, I'll be more careful next time, Cody. I'll only sell to people who have money.
Well, good, because we can't afford to keep losing cookies.
Wait, what's wrong with these cookies?
What do you mean? There's nothing wrong with them.
What's all this stuff on top of them?
What do you mean, sprinkles?
Yeah, well, why?
Well, I had to gay it up a little bit.
We're supposed to be making chocolate chip.
People like sprinkles.
No, they don't. It's like toothpaste and orange juice.
What are you talking about? That has nothing to do with this.
You know what I think about these cookies?
What? Junior, you idiot! What are you doing? We needed those cookies!
Yeah, you know what?
What?
But that's what I think about your dumb, stupid cookies, you nerd! What? Are you okay?
Junior... Where are my glasses?
Oh, no, they're broken on the ground over there.
But, Junior, you broke my glasses! I need those glasses to see!
Well, I'm over here.
What?
I'm over here.
Well, Junior, I don't know what to do now. I can't see. You destroyed one batch of cookies. You gave another batch of cookies away, and I don't know what to do. Now we're still $150,000 in the red!
Okay, look. I'll bake the cookies, and you can sell them.
Well, I can't sell them because I can't see.
You can see.
But I can't... Junior, don't tell me what I can and cannot see!
Okay, look. I'll bake the cookies. I've watched Chef Pee-Pee bake cookies for years, so I know how to bake cookies. You can, try to sell them, all right? Look, we can make this work.
Are you sure you know how to bake cookies?
Oh, you can come watch me. Come try to watch me make cookies.
I can't watch anything because I can't see.
Then come supervise me, or listen.
I don't know how I'm gonna... Fine.
All right, Cody, are you ready to watch me make the best cookies ever?
Junior, make the cookies good.
I'm over here.
Over here?
That's good enough.
Junior, just please make them right.
I know how to make cookies, Cody. I've been making cookies for years. I'm the cookie master. I can make cookies in my sleep.
Just shut up and do it.
Okay, the first ingredient I need is, I need an egg.
Okay, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Sure.
And, I'm gonna just...
Junior, what was that?
That was me cracking the egg for the yolk for the cookies.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I need another egg.
Okay.
I'm just gonna like that.
Okay, two eggs.
I'm doing that, and I think I need another one.
I don't know that seems like kind of a lot of eggs.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
No, I don't think you're supposed to do. Junior, you're not just throwing eggs at the pan, are you?
No.
Oh, good, because that would be the stupidest thing you could possibly be doing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's not what I'm doing.
Well, good, because that would be really dumb.
All right, so I think I'm almost done.
Really? Are you sure? Because it seems like you just put eggs in it so far.
Oh, you think I should add something else?
Yeah, probably.
Hold on. I think I know what I need. Where is it? All right, I got it.
Junior, what is that squirting noise?
Your mom?
No, I'm serious, Junior. What is that?
It's the chocolate syrup.
Why?
I'm making the chocolate chips.
People don't usually make their own chocolate chips.
Well, I do. I'm the king of chocolate chips. I make the best homemade chocolate chips.
You're using the entire bottle, I guess.
I really like chocolate chips.
It smells like tomatoes.
It's tomato based.
Okay.
Chocolate chips.
I mean, if you say so.
I tried to go in the oven.
What, really? That seems kind of fast.
Yeah. All right, Cody, the cookies are done.
Junior, why do they smell like throw-up?
Hey, I didn't insult your cookies.
No, you just threw them on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Well, my cookies are cool. They're red.
But, Junior, why are the cookies red?
Because I added a secret ingredient.
Junior, what's in these cookies?
I'm not going to tell you. I don't mean to steal my recipe. Just try them.
Junior, I'm not going to taste any red cookies unless I know what's in them.
Look, trust me. They're really good. They're edible.
Well, oh, yeah, they're edible. That's very reassuring. Junior, what the hell is that?
It's ketchup.
Ketchup? Junior, why would you put ketchup in the cookies?
Because I want them to be red and have, like, pizzazz.
Why do they taste so much like egg? And why are they crunchy?
That might be the eggshells.
What, eggshells? Junior, why the hell? Junior, how am I going to sell eggshell and ketchup cookies?
Ooh, you can just tell people that none of the competition can catch up, and the competition is walking on eggshells.
Okay, that's actually pretty good. I might be able to work with that. Okay, look, I'll try to sell these cookies. You just make some more, but please, Junior, just follow the instructions. No more ketchup cookies.
Okay, no more ketchup cookies. I'm gonna go try to find some help.
Okay. Excuse me, sir or madam. I'm selling cookies to help my two friends who were horribly injured earlier today. We need to raise a total of $150,000, and so far we haven't raised any yet. So if you could just please buy some cookies, that would be a very big help. Thank you.
Cody, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to this nice gentleman in front of me, and I'm pretty sure he's gonna buy.
That's a lamp, Cody.
It's a lamp. Junior, I can't do this. I can't see. You can't cook, and I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh, Cody, calm down. I have 8 batches of chocolate chip cookies ready to sell right now.
Really? 8 batches?
8 batches.
No ketchup?
No ketchup. They're perfectly fine.
Well, I got to see this.
Yeah, come on. All right, Cody, don't worry. All our problems are solved.
That'd be really good, Junior.
All right, look. I went to the store, and I bought cookies already made, so we don't have to worry about making them.
You bought cookies?
Yeah.
And how much did the cookies cost, Junior?
Maybe about $100.
$100! And where did you get the money, Junior?
I borrowed it from my dad.
Great! Great! That's just great! So now we owe $150,100!
Look, calm down, Cody. All we have to do is sell these cookies. It's easy.
No, Junior! It's not easy! Nothing has been easy! None of this is easy! I can't see! You can't cook! Now we owe even more money! And who knows how much money it's gonna cost to replace my glasses! Junior, we have more debt as kids than the average adult!
Cody, just calm down and eat some cookies.
Junior, you idiot! You keep ruining this! Why are you doing this?
I know somebody who'll buy all these cookies.
Junior, who? Who would be so stupid to pay that much money for cookies? They'd have to be a real goofball.
Well, I know. Just follow me. I know who's going to buy them.
Junior, who is this guy?
He likes cookies. Excuse me, sir. We don't want to bother you, but we're selling cookies, and we want to know if you wanted to buy some.
I like cookies.
What do you do? Well, we're selling cookies.
Oh, what flavor are they?
They are chocolate chip.
All right, let's try one. Oh, like them.
You don't?
No. But, how much you looking to get on these cookies?
$150,000.
$150,000? Well, that's exactly what I got right here.
Junior, we need that money.
Oh, we're gonna get it. Where'd you get all that money from?
Oh, yeah. My daddy's a tooth fairy and the Easter bunny. I got a pretty cool daddy.
That's really awesome. Well, we really need all that money for these cookies.
Actually, I was thinking more along the lines of $10,000.
We can't sell them for $10,000.
What? No, Junior, that's a great deal.
No, I spent $100 on this cookie. I'm not selling for $10,000.
That's still a huge profit.
I can get more. How about $30,000?
No, I can't do that. How about $50,000?
No, I don't want $50.
Take the deal.
No. How about $70?
How about $100,000?
No, not $100,000. How about $130,000?
No, I can't do 130. How about $149,999.99?
No, 150 or we're leaving.
What, Junior, that's only one penny off. I have a penny in my pocket.
No. We want 150,000 or no deal.
Bye.
All right, bye.
No. Junior, come back. We can do the deal.
No. He'll be back.
No, he won't, Junior.
Don't forget that.
Junior, you idiot. We were only one penny away from not having any problem.
Don't worry, Cody. He's going to come crawling back to buy our cookies.
No, he's not, because he didn't even like the cookies.
Me like Cookie.
Damn it, Junior. You let Cookie Monster in the house?
I don't think he's going to eat our cookies.
His name is Cookie Monster, Junior. Of course he's going to eat the goddamn cookies.
Oh, Cookie Monster, shoot. Get out of here! Oh, he ate all the cookies!
I give up, Junior. I don't know what to do anymore.
What? Who's that?
I can't even imagine.
Who could that be?
Cookie!
Oh, damn it, Junior, you let him back in the house!
Cookie!
The cookie wants to get out of here!
Move. I got him! Stop eating our cookies, you bastard! Get out of here! I hate that guy.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, no, not again.
Oh, if it's a Cookie Monster, you hit him with that.
I'll hit him. All right, Junior. You open the door, and I'll hit Cookie Monster with this rolling pin.
All right.
Take this, Cookie Monster!
Congratulations! You just won $149,000 for your entry into the world's most dangerous video contest.
Oh, my God, Junior. All of our problems are solved.
No, it's not. We need $150,000. We don't want it.
Junior. Okay, that money, please.
All right, congratulations.
We definitely want all of this.
It's good to have you back, Joseph.
Yeah, dude, it sucked breaking every bone in my body, but at least I'm back, right?
Yeah, it was really hard raising all that money.
Ugh, don't even talk about it.
So, guys, what do you want to do now?
I don't know, dude.
Ooh, I know. You want to go lay down on the interstate and see if cars hit us?
Dude.
Boss Junior.
Let's go!
Dude, I can't believe Junior broke every bone in his body.
Yeah, let's go make some cookies.
Yeah, I'll get the ketchup.
Yes. You want to hear some jokes?
Not really.
Oh, come on. You're going to laugh your socks off.
Are we forced to? I'm not wearing socks.
Oh, come on. You're going to love it. Okay, first joke. How do you introduce a hamburger? Meat patty. Okay. Next joke. How do you greet a woman's shoes? High heels.
Dude, he's laughing at his own joke.
It's not even that funny.
Okay. I got another one. How do you greet the longest side of a right triangle? Hypotenuse. Okay, guys. I got one more. How do you introduce Winnie the Pooh's friend on an asteroid? Meet Eeyore!
You guys aren't laughing.
Well, that is not that funny.
Yeah, Kent, when I practiced these jokes on you, you said they were all knee slappers. That's it. That's spankings on your tushy.
Well, like, Eeyore...
Oh, a joke?
Yeah, Eeyore is Winnie the Pooh's friend, but Tigger's also his friend, too.
Well, yeah, he has a lot of friends.
And a meteor and an asteroid are two different things.
Well, I know. You're not really supposed to think that much. You're just supposed to laugh.
You're very aggressive with Cam right now.
Oil is insane.
How about we watch a movie? We watch Norbit.
Oh, man, I love Norbit. That damn Andy Murphy, he plays a lot of characters. Like, come on.
He plays like five different characters in one movie. How?
I don't know, dude. It makes me wonder.
What we gotta watch?
I'm so happy Norbit getting married. I wish him many years of happiness and plenty of banana for his new gorilla.
Hey, Norbert, where is your new gorilla?
Rasputha's over there eating the wedding cake. She's with child.
What the hell are you looking at me for? I ain't got no cake. Better mind your damn business. There's a child right there. Oh, look, twin.
Oh, man, I love this movie.
Oh, Rasputia, big ass.
Oh, you guys laugh at that.
Only Eddie Murphy can play an Asian man and a fat black woman and not get in trouble.
Right. Well, Robert Downey Jr., he might pull it off.
Oh, yeah, he did play a black guy.
Yeah.
Good news.
Breaking news, UK. Taylor Swift is now engaged to Travis Kelce. She immediately released a song called I'm Engaged, which has gone double diamond. Oh, I'm getting word that she just re-released a song called I'm Engaged, Taylor's Version, which has already gone triple platinum.
Oh my god, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. This is the happiest day of my life. Woohoo, so happy. Yippee. Come on, Ken, dance with me. Let it be.
Alright, calm your ass down, dude.
Cody, why is it the happiest day of your life?
This should be the happiest day of everybody's life, guys. Aren't the lights just a little bit brighter? Aren't the birds singing just a little bit more than normal?
But Cody, this doesn't affect your life.
It affects everybody's life. Don't you understand how hard Taylor's life has been?
Oh yeah, so hard. She drinks Flint water every single day and lives in Section 8 housing. And don't forget, she almost got deported last week by ICE. You know, shit get real out there.
You know there's missing kids that are probably trapped in basements we'll never find.
Oh, but she's been through breakup after breakup after breakup.
Oh no, I forgot about the breakup. The modern day 9/11. Oh.
There was a hospital in Gaza that was bombed, and then when the paramedics got there, it got bombed again.
You guys are just haters. When I listen to her music, I can hear the pain in her voice.
But if you put a microphone up to a starving African stomach, you'll hear the pain in his. Because it's the fucking starving African. His stomach is rumbling.
You know, there's probably a father that's going to kill his wife and his kids and then himself tonight.
Oh, come on. You guys are just jealous. You can't tell me you haven't thought about Travis Kelce walking off the football field all sweaty, balls adrip, and then Taylor runs up and she wrings his scrotum out like a dish rag into her special bucket, and then she does, like, the ice bucket challenge with his ball sweat. If they did that, they would cure ALS in a heartbeat. You guys haven't thought about that, really?
Nope. Never passed my mind ever, dude.
Yeah, I've never thought about that, Cody.
Oh, come on. Every Taylor Swift fan has thought about that. I don't know about you, but I'm drinking scrotum juice.
Taylor Swift has never sung that, dude.
So you are a fan?
Hell no, I'm not a fan. What's wrong with you?
Cody, I didn't know you were such a big Taylor Swift fan.
Oh yeah, I'm a huge Swiftie. I bought all her music the first time she put it out, and when she put it out as her version. So I have the original and Taylor's version.
But she wrote the original, so isn't the original still her version?
Yeah, but she didn't own those. Now she owns both.
Okay, so they're both her version, and you just bought the same song again.
Yeah.
So you got scammed.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like, she just keeps re-releasing the same song, but she just re-records it.
Yeah.
So you're a dumbass.
Maybe.
Okay, so like, when we made our videos again with the puppets, because we lost the rights to the first ones.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Listen, she could put out the same song 7 times and I'd still buy it, guys. She could put out a whole album that's just her queefing into the microphone for an entire hour, and I would buy that. Taylor's queef version.
I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah, that would do numbers.
It would do numbers.
Well, listen, Cody, you can be a fan of her, but we're just not that big a fan, you know? Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could plan her wedding. I know I could give them the perfect day. Okay, guys, imagine this. Travis Kelce walking down the aisle with assless, ballless tuxedo pants. And there I am, standing at the altar in my white dress. And then he walks up to me, and he lifts my veil, and he puts his ball sack right on the bridge of my glasses. And I'm trying to get at it like a dog with a tennis ball in his nose, like, meow, meow. And he's like, no, not yet. I haven't said I do yet. And I'm like, ooh. So I'm just sitting there, mouth breathing, gooch air, and trying to lap at his ass hairs like a cat, like, meow. No. Oh, they'd be so happy!
This is supposed to be a wedding, my nigga.
Yeah, where's Taylor?
Oh, I don't know. She's around the fucking flower girl or something. You're ruining it for me! Okay, listen, guys. I'm gonna go put in an application to see if I can be her wedding planner. I'll just lie about having wedding planning experience. Hopefully she picks me.
I don't think he really cares about
he
Taylor.
He's fucking lost it.
I think he wants Travis Kelce.
Yes, definitely.
There's someone at the door. Oh, let's see.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey there!
Patrick Mahomes!
Ah!
What are you doing here?
I need your help! 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 Help me! Help me!
What do you need?
Well, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are getting married, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Well, why don't you like it? Your teammate.
Well, because Travis Kelce can't focus on football. All he's focusing on is Taylor Swift. That's why we lost the Super Bowl.
Oh, I mean,
so what are we supposed to do?
Well, I want you two to break them up.
What? We're just kids. How are we going to break them up?
Well, no one would expect two kids to break them up.
Well, I mean, yeah, but
you
like,
got a point.
But
no.
Why do you want them to break up? I mean, just let them get married.
Well, because they can't focus on football. Travis Kelce can only focus on Taylor Swift, and we need to win the Super Bowl for me, for Andy Reid, Andy Reid.
Okay, but what will we get out of breaking them up?
Yeah. I'll give you $1 million. Please, just help me, help me.
And have a dumpster full of old jerseys and hot dogs?
Yeah.
I mean,
he was giving us $1 million. That was worth a lot.
I mean, the hot dogs don't matter.
Okay, we're going to try to break them up, but I really don't know how we're going to do it. Okay, let's go try to break up Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
This nigga lost it.
Man, Joseph, how are we going to get Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce to break up?
I don't know, dude. How do white people usually break up?
They usually fight about money.
Well, they're rich as hell. They don't have to worry about a dollar.
Why else would white people break up?
I mean, usually the dude is cheating on a girl with a batter bitch.
Yeah, that's right. What if we find a batter bitch?
Mm-hmm.
Who's badder than Taylor Swift?
This nigga said, who's badder than Taylor Swift? Like, that's the actual question. Wait, you're serious?
Well, obviously there's so many badder women, but like, who's the baddest of the bad? Like, who's upper echelon of bad?
Yeah.
I know.
Margot Robbie, of course!
Yes, dude, I was thinking the same thing.
God, she's so bad.
Oh, top tier.
God damn it. Okay, so if we could get Margot Robbie to come over and kiss Travis Kelce and we take a picture of them kissing, we could send it to Taylor Swift, she'd break up with him, make a sad album, make another $1 billion, we move on with our lives.
Oh, yeah, she would be so depressed.
And we'd make $1 million from Patrick Mahomes.
Ooh, yeah, we need that money on, too.
But Margot Robbie's not going to do that. She's married.
Ugh.
Unless we lie to her and tell her that she's casted in a movie where she has to kiss Travis Kelce, but we tell Travis Kelce he's not in a movie.
Wait, so how are we going to do that?
Well... that sounds like a lot. I got a better idea. What if we just print out a picture of Margot Robbie and then go to an autograph signing of Travis Kelce's and we put a picture of Travis Kelce on top of Margot Robbie and then when he goes to sign the picture of himself, we pull it away and he signs a picture of Margot Robbie and he signs I love you. So then we take a picture of Travis Kelce signing a picture of Margot Robbie saying I love you and then we send it to Taylor and then Taylor goes, why are you signing a picture of a hotter woman saying I love you? Then she breaks up with him.
That is a genius plan, dude. You'll never see it coming.
Okay, isn't Travis Kelce having an autograph signing down the street tonight?
You know what? He damn sure is.
All right, let me put out a picture of Margot Robbie.
Guys, I'm stressing the fuck out right now.
Well, what's wrong, Cody?
Well, I got the job being Taylor Swift's wedding planner.
What, you did? Well, aren't you happy, buddy?
Well, I was until I found out what she wanted.
Wait, why are you scratched up?
Oh, see, that's one of the things she wants. She wants a live grizzly bear to pop out of her wedding cake so it can be the ring bearer. She thought that would be a funny joke.
She wants a grizzly bear to give her rings?
Yes, she does. And so I've been trying to force a grizzly bear into a box so I can build a cake around him. But get this, she wants two cakes, a microphone cake and a football cake. And she wants them to be delivered by two Black Hawk helicopters onto the fucking field. I don't know which cake the bear is supposed to go in, but don't worry, there's no pressure, because she wants it to happen during the Super Bowl.
Wait.
She wants her wedding to be the halftime show of the Super Bowl. A Super Bowl that she wants Travis Kelce to play in. Now, I don't know how the fuck I'm supposed to make that happen. I'm gonna have to bribe some referees or something to make that happen. Oh, and here's the fun part. She wants 20 B-2 bombers to fly over the stadium during the ceremony. Well, guess what? The U.S. only has 19 fucking B-2 bombers. I'm gonna have to make a whole new B-2 bomber just for Taylor Swift's fucking wedding. Guys, this is impossible.
Well, calm down, buddy. You're not gonna have to worry about her wedding because there's gonna be no wedding because me and Joseph are gonna break them up.
You
guys can't do that.
Well, we have to. Patrick Mahomes is gonna give us $1 million to break them up because he wants Travis Kelce to focus on football.
But Taylor, she deserves to be happy.
Okay, what is she paying you to do all this?
Friendship. I get to sit next to her during the games, and I can go out on nights on the town with her, and I can be in a music video.
Okay, well, we're gonna go break her up, so you can just relax, buddy.
Well, if you guys do break her up, let me know so I can stop trying to fight this bear.
Yeah, do that.
Max! Mr. Travis Kelce, will you sign my football?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Can I also have a kiss?
Whoa, back up! That's an engaged man right there! Security, get her out of here!
Oh, man!
Shit, Joseph, security's pretty tight.
Dude, I don't know how the hell we're gonna get away with this.
Well, look, I'm like, Mr. Travis Kelce, will you sign this photo of yourself? Will you write, I love you? He's gonna go, sure. And right when he goes to sign, boom, Margot Robbie.
Dude, that's a picture of Margot Robbie's foot. What the hell?
Yeah.
Dude, it's supposed to be a picture of Margot Robbie, not her damn foot.
Well, I went on Google Images and I got distracted. But look, still, we all know that's Margot Robbie's foot, so it's Margot Robbie.
But how do you know Taylor knows it's Margot Robbie's foot?
Okay, watch this. If you were Taylor Swift and you saw your fiancé signing a picture of another woman's foot writing, I love you, would you be mad?
Look, if I was her, I would definitely be mad. But I don't think Taylor understands the circumstances.
Okay, what if he writes, man, I want to lick that?
Dude, why the fuck would he put that on his own picture?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks himself as hot. I don't know, but we're going to figure it out.
Next!
Oh, grab the photos.
I got it.
Hi, Mr. Travis. Will you please fix the fucking photo?
My bad.
Will you sign this photo of yourself saying, man, I want to lick that and suck on it?
Oh, that's weird. No.
Okay.
He told you he ain't that damn freaky.
Oh, okay. Can you write, I love you so much, and then write your name?
Yep.
Oh, my God, look over there. What's that over there?
What?
Oh, you have to sign. Go back to signing. It's right there.
What?
Man, I love you in football.
Oh,
man.
You love football?
Yeah. Are you gonna take her last name?
Oh yeah.
Oh cool. Yeah. Yeah. What's it like playing with Kermit the Frog as your quarterback?
Oh, he's all right.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. Man, yeah. Write that. Make sure you write I love you. Joe, get the photo. Get the photo.
I got you, bro. Oh,
you just signed a picture of another girl's friend. I love you. Oh, TMZ. TMZ.
Oh no, we've been had.
Joseph, you send that picture to TMZ?
Oh, yeah, dude. His ass is grass.
If that doesn't break them up, nothing will.
Oh, look, the news! Breaking news, MK! A photo of Travis Kelce signing a picture of Margot Robbie's foot is causing outrage by fans. But Taylor Swift has made a public statement saying that she will stand by her man.
No way.
You gotta be kidding me. Way to fucking go, guys!
What's wrong, Cody?
You wanna tell me why I just got a call from Taylor Swift saying she wants a foot cake for her wedding now? Now she wants three cakes. That means I have to get a whole new Black Hawk helicopter to deliver it. I'm up to my fucking ears in aircraft!
I'm sorry, Cody.
Oh, you're sorry? I have to figure out which cake, which of the three cakes, this fucking bear goes in. It used to be a 50-50 chance. Now it's 1 in 3.
I mean, we were trying to help.
Yeah, we were trying to help.
Well, you guys really fucked this up for me. I'm so happy for them, though.
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
What about you, Cody? You ain't moving?
Hmm? No, I'm good. Do our Porky Pig impressions, guys?
Yeah, do yours.
That's all, folks. Okay.
I coughed. Cody, I see you're wearing socks. Are you keeping your piggies warm?
What? My piggies?
Never mind.
Sorry,
I brought it up.
You're not wearing socks? You worried about your piggies getting cold?
No.
No, it's summer.
Yeah, we don't need to warm up our piggies. It's not wintertime.
Weirdo. Okay, I'm the weirdo.
You guys want to play Truth or Dare?
Oh, heck yeah, dude. We haven't played Truth or Dare forever.
You want to play Truth or Dare, Cody?
Wait, what's today?
Sunday?
Oh, no, guys. It's Sunday.
Yes, it is.
I forgot something. Wait, what's the date?
July 6th?
Oh, shit! It's the Truth or Dare Monster's birthday today!
Oh, no way, dude!
The Truth or Dare Monster doesn't exist.
Yes, he does, Junior. And if you say his name 3 times on his birthday, he appears and makes you trade... He kills you if you don't play Truth or Dare. I'm so scared I can't even talk.
You're scared, bro.
Okay, well, we've only said his name twice. As long as we don't say monster after we say that word, then we're good.
Yeah, you're right. Let's just play Truth or Dare. Monster!
Huh? What?
But I saw your picture of Jared Fogle.
Wait, who? Oh, dude, this is Josh Gad.
What? No, that's Jared Fogle.
Wait, who's Josh Gad?
The dude, the voice of Olaf from Frozen.
Oh, he voiced the snowman!
Yeah, do you want to be the snowman?
Oh, you got him to sign a picture of himself?
Yeah, dude, I ran into him. It was so sick. I printed out a picture off of Google when I saw him, and I was like, oh, I gotta get this autograph. And I waved him down, and he totally signed it.
Wait, hold on. No, that's not Josh Gad. This is Josh Gad.
Huh. That's the same person, Cody.
Yeah, dude, it's the same damn person.
No, that's Jared Fogle. He is a monster.
No. Who's Jared Fogle?
He's a monster who should be in prison.
He is in prison, right?
Yeah, I think he is.
Wait, so you got his autograph out of prison?
Yeah, I ran into him.
Wait, hold on. Tell us what happened.
Okay, so I was visiting my Uncle Peebo at a federal prison in Colorado, and we were eating some really good lunch. And out of nowhere, I see the Josh Gad walk by with a huge sub sandwich, and I start yelling, Josh, do you want to build a snowman? Look at me, please. Mr. Olaf, look. And then he looked at me, but he was really confused. And then he kept walking. So I went to the prison staff and asked them to print out a picture of Josh Gad for me. And they said, who? And I pointed at him and they said, oh, Jared. And I was like, sure. I guess Josh is short for Jared in prison. So they printed out a picture of him for me. And I walked up to him and asked him to sign his name. And he said, what? Really? Me? My name? And I was like, yes, you're the Josh Gad. Write Josh Gad on this damn picture. And can you draw Olaf the snowman for me?
He did it. Can you believe it?
So let me get this straight. Jared Fogle signed a picture of himself with Josh Gad's signature?
No, Josh Gad signed a picture of himself with Josh Gad's signature.
But he had a sandwich in prison. That sounds like Jared Fogle. And look, he didn't even draw Olaf. He just drew a regular snowman.
Well, he probably didn't want to get sued for copyright, dude.
Yeah, Disney is bitches.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Joseph, what are you going to do with this picture?
I'm going to hang it up like it's supposed to be, huh?
Okay, I think the biggest thing we need to talk about here is that we said Truth or Dare Monster 3 times. Now 4 times, he didn't appear.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember now. You have to say it 6 times.
Say what?
Truth or Dare Monster.
But, Junior, you said it 5 times.
Okay, we won't say it.
We won't say Truth or Dare Monster anymore.
Junior, you said it 6 times!
My bad, dude. I'm just trying to say it.
Wait, we said it 6 times and he didn't appear, Cody. What's going on?
Oh, no, I remember for real now. You have to say it 66 times.
66 times? No one's ever going to say Truth or Dare Monster 66 times.
Yeah, I don't know why we would do that.
And why 66? What a weird number.
Oh, you know what? I remember now. It's actually, you have to say it 666 times before he shows up.
What?
Yeah, 666 times? Time.
Yeah, like the devil.
Oh, the devil.
I don't know why I thought it was 3.
Oh, you thought it was 3 because it's 3 sixes.
Oh, yeah, that was it, yeah.
No. Okay, well, we're never going to say Truth or Dare Monster 666 times, so we're good.
No, not even close.
Yeah, not even close, not even say it. Does it count if you say it in your head?
Oh, shit. I've said it so many times in my head. I was saying it the whole time Joseph was talking.
Me too.
Me 3.
Wait, how many times did you guys say it?
Wait, how are you saying it if you were talking?
I mean, I was thinking about it, dude. I said it like 250 times.
Well, I think I said it like 100 times at least.
I think I at least hit 200 in my head.
Oh, shit.
Shit, I might be 300 deep.
Oh, fuck, we're really close, guys.
Oh, my God. We might as well, you know, say it a lot more times because we might as well summon him if we're close.
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right, let's all say it. Truth or Dare Monster, 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 Truth or Dare Monster.
Yeah, it's the Truth or Dare Monster.
It's really him.
Oh, no, dude.
Who dares say my name 420 times?
Oh, wow, we were way off.
Yeah.
I thought it was 666.
No, 420 is my favorite number.
Oh, cool.
So what's your name?
My name is Realty.
How do you spell that?
R-E-L-T-I-H.
Hmm. Guys, does he kind of remind you of somebody?
Big Bird?
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
So, who's ready to play Truth or Dare or Die?
Yeah.
I'll play.
Yeah.
Okay, so who wants to go first?
I guess I'll go first.
Okay, Truth or Dare?
Truth.
Okay, who here eats pork?
Oh, I love bacon.
I love me some good bacon.
I don't eat pork.
I hate you!
Okay, I guess he likes pork.
Okay, I'll do Dare.
Okay, I dare you to kill him! Kill him! His family! His whole bloodline! Kill him, boy!
Damn, calm down, dude.
Yeah.
Junior, can I speak to you in the kitchen, please?
Yeah, but first off, I'm not gonna kill him.
Okay, well, you have to kill him or you are going to die!
Okay, well, we want to pause real quick because I want to get a soda.
There are no breaks! It's Truth or Dare or Die! It's been I'm telling you, kill him! Kill his whole family!
I'm going to get a Coke. Do you want anything?
You know, a Dr. Pepper might be a little refreshing, but no juice! I hate juice!
Okay, no juice.
No juice. So, Junior, that Truth or Dare monster seems pretty angry, huh?
He's going to be even more angry when I tell him we don't have Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, well, he also seems really German.
I think so.
Well, he's got that little mustache.
You don't like mustaches?
No, Junior, it's just that he kind of reminds me of somebody very famous, you know, who had all those qualities.
He's a Truth or Dare monster. He's famous.
No, it's not that. It's like his whole personality. I really don't like him.
The only thing I don't like about him is that we're playing Truth or Dare, and he gave me an unrealistic dare by telling me to kill you. Like, when you're playing Truth or Dare, you can't give someone an unrealistic dare. I'm not going to actually try to kill you. That would be absolutely stupid.
Then why do you have that knife?
To open my can of soda because I don't have fingernails because we're puppets.
Oh, good. Good, yeah. I don't like that guy.
Okay.
Junior, I'm gonna tell you who I think he is.
Okay. A dolphin? You hit her?
No, that's not quite what I said. I said...
A dolphin emulator? You're trying to play games online?
No, it's Adolf, first name, last name...
Oh, he does sound and act like that guy!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe we should call the cops.
I think this is a cop problem, yeah.
Yeah, let's call the cops. Hello?
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yeah, we kind of have a weird problem.
All right, shoot. I mean, don't actually shoot, because then I'm going to have to shoot back, and nobody wants that. I just mean, you know, shoot is like a saying, you know, when people are trying to say, you know, go, like, start talking, so. Go. But, I mean, don't shoot. I want to be very clear. I don't want you to think that I want you to shoot me. You know what? Can we just start over? I'm kind of psyching myself out. I got myself scared. So, let me just walk up again and just pretend you've never met me before, okay?
Okay. Oh, who are you?
Oh, okay, well, I think maybe we went a little too far back. I didn't mean, like, erase me from your memory, like the end of Spider-Man No Way Home. I just meant, like, You know, like, we'll just start over. You know what? How about this? Let's do a little bit improv, okay? I just need a location and an occupation.
The grocery store.
Mailman! Okay. I'm your mailman at the grocery store. Okay. And go. These pineapples are on sale. Buy two, get three free. I don't see how that's sustainable for the supermarket. That sure is a lot of pineapples.
Oh, hey, mailman.
Oh, hey, you're the kid from 763, right?
Yeah, you deliver my mail.
Yeah, I remember you, yeah.
Yeah, sorry about my dog.
Oh, it's okay, he's nice. Yeah, you see these pineapples? It's buy two, get three free, isn't that weird?
That's a lot of pineapple.
Yeah, who needs that many pineapples?
Yeah, your buggy looks like it's full of a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I got some pizza rolls in there, some toilet paper, some cat litter. I don't even have a cat. So why'd you call the cops?
So we did something really stupid. We summoned the Truth or Dare monster.
Why the fuck would you do that? How did you do that? You'd have to say his name like 420 times.
I know. We said it a few times. We thought it was 6, and then we thought it was 66, then we thought it was 666, and then we thought, let's see if we can summon him, and then we summoned him, and then he dared me to kill my friend and his bloodline and his whole family.
No, not that again. That happened one time before back in the 40s, and it was a whole thing. Ugh.
So how do you stop the Truth or Dare monster?
Well, it's really complicated. There's only two ways to do it. You gotta dare him to just, you know, die. Or, you know, you could take a gun and shoot a bullet out of that gun. And as long as it hits his head area, he will die.
Okay, I mean, but we can just dare him to die?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could do that.
Okay, but do I have to do my turn first?
Oh, yeah, you do have to do your turn, which is probably going to be pretty messed up.
Okay, so then can you just shoot him in the head so that he can be gone?
Oh, yeah, sure. Easy peasy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we can still play Truth or Dare while they're gone.
Okay, Truth or Dare?
Dare.
I dare you to rip off that picture.
No, this is my favorite picture of Josh Gad. He signed it for me.
No, baby.
Sorry.
No.
I had to climb up the couch.
Yeah, it is pretty steep.
Yeah.
Well, I killed him for you.
Oh, you did? Oh, thank God you killed him. Thank you so much.
Wait, so I don't have to do my dare now?
Nope, you don't have to do whatever he dared you to do.
Oh, thank God. That was a close one, Josh.
Why is your friend kissing a picture of Jared Fogel?
Oh, that's Josh Gad.
No, that is Jared Fogel.
I mean, they look similar.
They do look pretty similar, yeah.
Yeah, and they both impacted kids' lives.
I will give you that. But in a very different way. You know, they had very different life paths.
Yeah, one's an animated movie, the other one's a fucking monster.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, speaking of which, I killed your monster, so you're welcome.
Wait, where's Cody?
Hey, guys, help me. Help me, I'm slipping. The couch is too steep, I can't climb up. Somebody fucking help me, please. I'm gonna fall. No, brother!
Today we're going to be learning about the different types of clouds. So the big, puffy, white clouds that you see in the sky are called cumulus clouds. So next time you're outside and you look up and you see a bunch of white stuff in the sky, be like, damn, that's a lot of cumulus clouds. Sorry for the stutter class. But the big, scary, get the fuck out of my neighborhood clouds are called the come on my nipples clouds. The come in my bus clouds. Yeah, come on my Nimbus! Come on my Nimbus clouds are the scary ones that can kill you! An airplane cannot fly through the come on my Nimbus clouds because it will fuck up that airplane and it'll go missing just like the Malaysia Airlines flight. R.I.P. my cousins. But fun fact, Crass, it's named after the very famous explorer, Christopher come on my Nimbus, who discovered America.
Are you talking about Christopher Columbus? Because he didn't discover any clouds. Are you saying cumulonimbus?
I'm saying it right! Come on my nipples!
Don't threaten me with a good time, Teach.
Hey, ladies, what do you think this cloud's called?
Wow, it looks like a PJ Nimbus cloud.
It looks like a Crenshawness cloud.
Alright.
It looks like a Parrot Jambies Nimbus Crenshaw cloud.
Okay, a little sloppy, but alright. How about this one?
Oh, it looks like the coolest dude in school cloud.
Alright, Cross, so the next cloud is the Circumcisulous cloud. Whoa, what the fuck? Benson, are you vaping in class? Give it to me right now!
What are you talking about, Teach? I wasn't vaping.
Then what is that?
Oh, this is just my phone.
Then why was it smoking?
Well, I got it from Israel, you know, because they did that thing with the pagers.
Okay, and what's that thing on the top of it?
Oh, that's the antenna, so I can make calls. I chew on it sometimes when I'm nervous.
Okay, then why does the side of it say 30,000 puffs?
Oh, well, it tracks how many Reese's Puffs I've eaten. It's like a Fitbit, but just for Reese's Puffs.
Okay, so it's not a vape.
No. It's totally not a vape, bro. Vapes are for losers.
Okay, put your phone away, and if I see it again, I'm gonna take it.
Okay. Whew, that was a close one, ladies. I gotta hit this shit.
Sorry for the interruption, Crass. But if I catch you vaping in class, you will be expelled from school! Now back to the crowds! The next crowd is the circumcisionist crowd.
Vaping? What's that?
It's like an electronic cigarette.
Aren't cigarettes bad for you?
Yeah.
Don't they give you cancer?
Yeah.
Don't they make your lungs black?
Yeah.
But it also gives you the ability to talk like Terminator in 20 years.
Oh, I can sound like the Terminator?
Yeah, sick.
How?
Well, it gives you throat cancer, so you have to use a little machine to talk.
But it also makes you famous. You could be on a commercial talking about how much you hate your life.
Oh, I want to be in a commercial.
And it makes you feel good, too.
What, Penelope, you vape?
Yeah, ever since PJ gave me his old vape, I haven't been able to stop.
Well, how does it make you feel?
It makes me feel really good until you stop, and then you get a headache, and you get angry, and you start shaking, but then you hit it again, and everything's okay.
Well, I don't feel like that right now. I feel good.
That's because you haven't started vaping yet, Junior.
What made you start?
Well, all the cool kids are doing it, so I thought, why not?
I want to be cool.
Junior, please don't start doing that.
You really think I want to start vaping just to be cool? You really think I'm just going to do it? Thank you. You think I'm going to start doing it just because everyone else is doing it? You're so lame.
Yes, I do think
that. Oh, my God, this is crack. It tastes like watermelon. No, strawberry. Strawberry watermelon. It's like breathing in oxygen that's flavored. Oh, my God, this is amazing. I'm like Thomas the Tank Engine.
Okay, Junior, give it back.
No, I'm not giving it back. I'm a train. Choo-choo.
Oh, dude, he's off the deep end.
All right, Crass, the next cloud is the strap-on-coming-all-of-us cloud. What the? Junior, bring me that vape right now!
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you better choo-choo your ass up there, boy.
Junior, you lost me my vape!
Wow, Junior, cancer and expelled is crazy.
Oh.
Give me that shit! Tastes like shit! You want to get cancer for shit?
I'm sorry!
Huh?
I'm sorry!
Alright, Crass, new lesson for today. We're gonna go over why vaping is bad for you. And to help me do that, I'm gonna get a police officer. Junior, go back to your seat. You'll get expelled later.
Oh.
Ooh, they're calling the cops, dude. They're gonna take you to pound me in the ass prison.
Ooh, I'll take the fall for you, Jeannie.
I hope it's not my dad.
Hey, everybody. I am Officer Brooklyn T. Guy. Hey, Penelope. Now, I heard there are a couple smokers in here, huh? A couple grease monkeys. I think that's what that means. That might mean a mechanic. But I heard some people in here were smoking cigarettes, and you don't want to do that, because smoking is bad. Now, I know you've seen people in movies doing it, and they look really cool. That's why I did it when I was your age. But then, I saw this picture. Huh? Look at this. These are the lungs of somebody who's never smoked, and these are the lungs of somebody who smoked one cigarette one time. So if you've already smoked, your lungs already look like this, so you might as well just keep doing it. I mean, you shouldn't keep doing it because they might heal. I mean, if they look like that, they're probably not gonna heal. But, you know, you don't want to make it any worse, you know? And you might get jaw cancer and throat cancer. And then we got to cut off your jaw and your throat, and you're just going to have, like, a hole in your neck where your tongue sticks out, you know? You might end up looking like that lady in SpongeBob who was like, I always hated chocolate. And you're going to sound like that, too. You're going to sound like Jeffy's mom, huh? Because Jeffy's mom was a smoker, and you know what happened? I shot her to death! That's not why I shot her, but I should have, because she was a terrible person. Smoking leads to bad things, is what I'm saying, okay? My mom smokes, and you know what? My mom is the perfect person to talk to you kids about smoking.
Oh, God, he's bringing my grandma?
Alright, Brookie, what the hell you got me up here doing?
Well, some of the kids in this class have been smoking cigarettes, so I just figured you could tell them. Well, just tell them about yourself. I think that'll be enough. All right, class, I'm sorry to say this is my mother.
Hey, everyone. My name's Barbara, but you can call me Babs. And one time I got butt in the twice in one day for a pack of Marlboro Blacks unfiltered. Back then, I was a two-pack-a-day gal, worked my way all the way up to 8 packs, and then now I'm back down to 12.
Well, Mom, why don't you tell everybody what it's like when you breathe?
Well, I can't wait for the day I stop. You know, that cigarette hitting my lips is like a lifeline. You know, I inhale, and I pray that I go home. You give me that and a good dick, and I'm solid.
Okay, well, I think maybe it was a mistake bringing you in front of the kids, but does anybody have any questions?
Yes, I have a question. Can you please take Grandma home? You're embarrassing me!
That's a good idea.
Oh, hey, Penelope! Hey, you hitting that shit too? Listen, if you start smoking, don't touch any of Grandma's, because I'm counting mine.
Mom, maybe you should just go home.
You too, Dad.
Well, no, hold on, Penelope. I still gotta finish the lesson, okay? So nobody should smoke unless you want to end up like my mom. And believe me, nobody wants that, okay? You're gonna have all kinds of health problems. Your teeth are gonna turn yellow. You're gonna get cancer. None of it's good, okay? So just do what the board says and do not vape. What the fuck is vape?
Electronic cigarettes.
What, electronic? They can do that now? What is it, like an app on your phone? This is what it is? What the fuck? Okay, do I smoke this? Huh. That is fucking delicious. Are you kidding me? What, this is bad for you? What? I mean, don't do it, obviously, but goddamn. I gotta... Okay, I'm gonna bring this back to the police station to investigate.
Oh, great. Now my dad's addicted to vaping.
I am addicted too, but we don't have a vape.
Because you lost mine.
I'm sorry.
Now, excuse me, sir.
What is it, officer guy?
Well, apparently the kids are doing this new thing called vaping. It's kind of like an electric cigarette.
An electric cigarette? What kind of liberal pussy shit is that? They should smoke cigarettes like a real man.
Let me see that.
Holy Jesus, that's delicious.
Yeah, I know, sir. It really is.
And this is bad for you?
Yeah, apparently it causes cancer.
Now, what doesn't these days?
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Oh, hey, Simmons, we're just vaping. You want to try?
Should I?
Well, it does cause cancer.
Okay. Who knew cancer would taste so good?
Yeah, it really does. So, I guess we should probably get kids to stop doing this, huh?
Yeah, I guess if it's bad for them, we probably should.
But how are we going to do that, sir? They don't care that it causes cancer. They just keep doing it. So, what do we do to get them to stop vaping?
I suppose you could put a bomb in one of those things. Then when someone tries to smoke it, it'll blow their face off. That'll really scare the shit out of the rest of them. Then no one's going to vape after that.
Oh, good thinking, sir. Hey, Simmons. No, Simmons, I want you to put a bomb in this.
Oh, okay. I'll be right back.
Well, good thinking, sir. Once they see one of their classmates die, they're definitely not going to vape after that.
Here you go, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Simmons.
No, mate. The bomb.
Oh, right. The bomb. Of course. Sorry, silly me. All right, I'm going to go take this to the school. Wait, hey. No. Come on, Simmons.
Hi, Christ. So I was doing some research on the long-term effects of vaping, and this is a picture of healthy lungs that have never vaped before. And over here is a picture of lungs that have vaped, also known as popcorn lung. So apparently what happens is if you vape and then you eat popcorn, it gets stuck in your lungs. So if you're gonna vape, don't eat popcorn.
Hey, everybody. I'm back from the police station. So we called Harvard, and they said that vaping can cause cancer. But then I said, kids don't get scared by cancer. So then they said, who cares? They might as well just do it anyway. So who wants to vape, huh? It's freshly charged. You'll be cool. Anybody want
to
vape?
Ooh, I want to.
Okay, here, catch. Holy fuck! I thought he had to smoke it first. I mean, look how dangerous they are. You see that? It just blew up when he touched it. That could happen. You know, imagine getting cancer and it also just explodes when you touch it. That's fucking crazy, right? I imagine you get cancer and you lose your face. It's like smoking a firework. You can't smoke a firework. It just blows up right in your face. So that's fucked up, right? Nobody wants to vape after that. Cause I know I'm pretty fucking traumatized by what I just witnessed.
Ugh, I don't want this vape anymore. Here.
Yeah, I don't want this fucking thing. Get it away from me. You saw that other one explode. I don't want anything to do with that. Imagine you're smoking it and boom, it just blows up right in your face. That's fucked up. I don't want to deal with that, okay? I want nothing to do with that. You guys should not vape because it's super dangerous, okay? Don't vape. Don't smoke. Just eat fucking ice cream. Ice cream doesn't explode. Ice cream doesn't give you cancer. Just eat ice cream.
Ice cream makes you fat, Dad.
I don't care. I'd rather be 300 pounds, sit on my couch watching TV than get cancer and my face explode and all that bullshit. No. Fuck that. I don't want that. Fuck it. I mean, it's up to you, but fuck no.
Well, I sure learned my lesson. I'm never gonna vape ever again.
Yeah, you hear that, Junior? I hope you learned your lesson, too. I'm gonna take that as a yes.
Jeffy, are you ready to go trick-or-treating?
Jeffy, what's your costume supposed to be?
I think I'm the stuff that comes out of your wiener when you play with it too much.
Jeffy, stop it. You're a ghost.
Boobies.
Oh, I thought you were a marshmallow.
No, I'm definitely jizz.
Jeffy, stop it. You're a ghost. Stop saying that.
Well, I'm the tooth fairy.
I knew it.
No, she's not the real tooth fairy. She's dressed like the tooth fairy.
No, she's the tooth fairy, and you're the Easter bunny. And Santa Claus.
No, I'm Reese's.
Reese's?
No, I'm Reese's, like the candy. And if you eat too much of me, you lose your teeth, and then she comes and gets you.
I'm the C word that you said.
Jeffy, knock it off. Stop saying that. Just tell people you're like a happy little tooth.
Okay, but I'm not. I'm definitely splooge.
Jeffy, if you say that again, we're not going trick-or-treating.
Okay, I'll stop.
All right, let's go trick-or-treating, guys. So, guys, you ready to go trick-or-treating?
Yeah, dude!
Wait, Cody, what are you and Ken supposed to be?
Well, obviously, I'm a pencil and Ken is paper, because I put my graphite all over him. Like, I rub my tip on him, because it looks like a dong. We thought that'd be cute.
I'm a cow!
Nice cow costume, Penelope.
Thanks!
Okay, I guess me and Ken will just go fuck ourselves.
Joseph, what are you supposed to be?
See, the costume said Happy Feet, so I was expecting 10 toes on that motherfucker, but nope. Guess what I am? A penguin.
Well, you haven't seen the movie Happy Feet, Joseph?
No, it's about feet.
Well, it's about penguins.
See, that's what I'm talking about! The false advertisement! Happy Feet! I'm expecting Marco Robbie's feet to be on that bitch!
Yeah, I guess that would make a lot more sense. I mean, I don't know why they called the movie Happy Feet. Like, penguins don't even have feet, they have flippers.
Right! Right! Call it Happy Flippers!
Yeah. So, guys, what do you think I'm supposed to be?
Are you Donald Trump?
I am Donald Trump! How'd you know?
From the hair and the ear.
Yeah, build the wall!
Yeah, that's his logo.
Yeah, Kamala Harris is for they, them. Trump is for the working class.
Junior, are you just repeating stuff you heard in the commercials?
Apparently, yeah. I mean, he approved that message, so that's true.
Yeah, he did say, I approve this message.
Wait a minute, Penelope! You didn't tell me you were dressing up as Cody's mom for Halloween.
Yep, there it is. I thought you forgot for a second.
You would think I would forget your mom's a big, fat, ugly cow.
Woo! Roast ass!
And that's something Donald Trump would say.
Yeah, he very well might do.
He doesn't like women, I think.
No, it's,
something
it's true.
Something about grabbing pussy. Look, guys, let's go trick-or-treating!
Yay!
All right, Jeffy, knock on the door and say trick-or-treat.
Hi-ya!
Say it, Jeffy. Sorry, he's shy. Jeffy, say it.
Trick-or-treat, smell my dick, give me something sweet to lick.
Jeffy!
Wow, that's a new one, I've never heard that one before.
He meant trick-or-treat. Are you supposed to be the Karate Kid?
No, I'm actually Tom Brady's ex-wife's jiu-jitsu instructor that got her pregnant.
And I'm Giselle, I'm Tom Brady's ex-wife. I left him after he won 7 Super Bowls, and I hooked up with my jiu-jitsu instructor, who I paid to cream-pie me.
Yep, it's true, Marvin. You know what's crazy? She's worth $400 million, and he's just some random nobody, and he gets to cream-pie. Isn't that crazy, Marvin? She paid for dick. And you know what else is crazy? That kid's gonna grow up with Tom Brady's kids, and he's gonna be like, wow, my dad's Tom Brady? Nope. Shithead. And Marvin, get this. That means when they hired the jiu-jitsu instructor, Tom Brady had to shake that guy's hand and be like, oh, okay, you're gonna teach my wife how to be a ninja, huh? I'm gonna go out there and win Super Bowls. And meanwhile, that jiu-jitsu instructor? Just cream it, Marvin. Just cream it. The luckiest man in the world. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is absolutely crazy.
What's Jeffy supposed to be?
A blown load.
Oh, yeah, that's what I did in Tom Brady's ex-wife.
Okay, well, do you have any candy for Jeffy?
Oh, yeah, let me go grab that. Hey, who likes Skittles, huh?
Me.
All right, let me just give you some of those. Random blue Skittles for you. But not too many, because I like Skittles, too.
So, Jeffy, what do you say?
Babu, bap, bap, babu.
Okay, happy Halloween to you, too. Or as the jiu-jitsu instructor would say, happy Hallow Cream Pie in a rich woman.
All right, guys, it's the first house of the night, which means we're going to get the most candy here, because Halloween just started.
Oh, yeah, dude, let's stack up all the candy. Yeah.
All right.
Hello?
Trick or treat.
Ah! Hey, Carter, there's a bunch of devil worshippers at our front door.
I'm coming, honey, I'm coming, and I brought the Bible. What do you devil worshippers want?
Devil worshippers? We just want a trick or treat.
Yeah, we just want candy.
Yeah.
Do you kids not know that Halloween is actually Satan's birthday, and every year he celebrates it by handing out candy so he can eat your genitals?
He sure does.
I don't think that's right.
All right, Mr. Smarty Pants, we'll turn your Bible to page Peter Beer Bunkin' Ear, chapter 5, verse 8. It says, be alert, be on watch, your enemy, the devil, roams around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. He's talking about your dick. He wants to eat it.
I don't know if I want candy anymore, dude.
That's right. You don't want candy.
Candy leads to worse things, like drugs.
That's right. You can go from candy mouth to meth mouth.
It's messed up.
It is, honey. And don't even get me started on the Three Musketeers. Don't you dare eat it. Ain't nothing straight about three men making a candy bar. It's more like the Three Musketeers.
Well, I'm gay.
Oh, you are, huh? You must eat one of those Three Musketeers to get the fuck out of my face before I call the cops. You can't eat in gays.
Be gone, Satan!
What was that about, Cody?
I don't know. They're just fucking weird.
Is Halloween really Satan's birthday?
No, let's go to a different house.
Can you fix my hair? It's falling off.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, guys, this house looks huge. We're going to get huge amounts of candy. They're going to hand out the most candy anyone's ever seen before. The Haitians are not going to eat this candy because it's not cats or dogs. That's a really crappy devil costume, the crappiest devil costume I've ever seen.
Oh yeah? Check this out. Ah! Yes, that's right, I'm the devil dressed as the devil.
Why would you dress as yourself?
Because it's my birthday! Anybody gonna say happy birthday to the devil?
Happy birthday!
The devil.
Thank you!
Trick or treat, can we have candy?
Oh, well, I only give candy to bad kids who say cuss words.
Well, shit.
Oh, there you go. You've earned a bar of soap, young man. Wash your mouth out.
Wait, that's not candy.
I can't eat a bar of soap.
Oh, sure you can. You can eat anything. Tide Pods, thumbtacks, who gives a shit?
We want real candy.
Well, I don't have any. How evil!
This is the worst deal of all deals, the worstest deal I've ever seen.
You're really committed to that character, dude.
Let's just try another health. Mm. All right, Jeffy, it's your second house, so maybe you can get some more candy.
You got a nigga in me. You got a nigga in me.
To infinity and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're Woody and Buzz.
Yeah, I'm what my old lady gives me.
God damn it. I'm what my toy does.
Yeah, hold my hat, baby. Jesus. Okay. Yeah.
So, Jeffy, say the thing.
Say what?
Trick or treat.
Which one?
Say trick or treat.
I know, but which one? Trick or treat?
Say it.
All right, screw it. Trick!
Okay, so I'm assuming this is his first time trick or treating.
Yeah, can you just please give him some candy so we can leave?
Yeah, I can get you some candy, but what is he?
Ejaculate.
Oh, my old lady know all about that. Yeah, she has all types of stains that she got.
No, he's not that. He's a ghost.
Oh, a ghost? Oh, that's cool, too.
Oh, KKK.
Hey, what the hell did you just say? I know the KKK ain't trying to get no damn candy at this black household.
No, that's not what he was saying. He's a ghost.
No, my daddy taught me because he's a racist.
Oh, we got racists at our household, Judas. Do you see this?
No, I'm a racist.
Nah, you're a racist. I know he is a racist. He's trying to stand down on his belief.
No,
ooh, I know it. Oh, I'm going to beat your ass right now.
Oh, wow, guys, look, a haunted house. We should totally go in it.